Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful morning, and what a hell of a night last night. What a great shout out there, all you in Fort Lauderdale. Beautiful night, Blue Jean Blues, love y'all. And let me just say, what a week we had. Oh my goodness. What a week we have. Mar-a-Lago up there, hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, man. Most unbelievable area. West Palm Beach. Wow. And all that's going on. Soon to be hooking up with some of you out there. We got to get started and get busy out here. We got to get ourselves activated and motivated. Because guess what? Your very life's at stake. While all of us are watching this foolishness on TV, they are planning the most diabolical, fiendish, unbelievable event that could ever take place. Let's get started. You know who I am. I am Dry Bones, and we are here to give you what we always do, the facts, because the facts do matter. But those of you who have been listening for the past few years, I want to give a special shout-out for all we had on the show. We had some great guests, but one of our guests who came on the show, who's been a motivational, inspirational, esoteric teacher for many years, Jordan Maxwell, has passed. I got the call a couple of days ago from Antoinette, and I was on his website, and I'm going to have the archive of Jordan Maxwell on the Helios Biblios Hour. What a great show that was. And you should hear what we asked him. He knew not to answer one question, but he sure answered many. And let me just say, what a great esoteric teacher. One, hopefully I got a clip in here because so much going on. I didn't have time to do the show because we were too far up north and traveling down here. Man, let me tell you, I-95, if you're traveling in Florida, I-95 at nighttime is shut down for construction. So we had to be detoured into a whole new area. But nonetheless, we made it to our destination. And those of you who are traveling, stay safe, be safe. And guess what? Get your wallet ready because gas is about to go sky high. If you did not hear, while you're watching all that Will Smith, and you know, the whole thing, Jada Pickett and all that crap, you're missing out on what's really going on. That's just total bullshit, illusionary Hollywood. And that's why this program had to be made. And especially, I got Brother Wes, Supreme Intellect. I do have the clip. I didn't get a chance because, you know, I've been running around, but I'm going to play that clip because that clip had everybody calling me the next day, which is motivational for this program because I'm telling you what we told you last week. You ain't fighting humans. You think you're fighting humans, but nah, you're not fighting humans. And it's a shame because I had a call, brief call. I hope Brother Ray listening. Because, you know, we got to have that debate and that talk on the disconnect and connect that each of these generations had from the time of the 20s, the civil rights era, into right now. There's some similarities that should have been caught that are being affected today based off things that happened almost 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. We are still systematically being affected by these events that happened these many years ago. And until we come to the play of what took place and how it took place and how it should be stopped, it can't be stopped. I don't care how much we believe in whatever you believe. If you don't have a plan to stop the plan because you don't know about the plan, then you are definitely hoodwinked. Because how could you stop something that you don't know is coming? Just like no one knew COVID was coming, except for very few people who knew if something was coming, but they didn't know how the effects would be. Many have said, oh, you know, the mark of the beast, nah, the mark of the beast ain't even, you already got that. You all, like the brother said last week, what a great show last week on Monday night. We might do a few Monday nights before the NFL kicks in. Because we know we're going to lose a lot of y'all there. And so that was wonderful. We're going to do some things on Mondays just up until to keep things, you know, in the flow of the monotony. But like I said, let's get back to the premise of this. If you ain't paying attention, these things might look good. I don't care if you're living large. Hey, I'm living large in my own mind, too. So, you know, it doesn't make a difference. But I know that it's something underlying effects. Regardless if I'm able to do whatever I'm able to do, there are effects and consequences to what I can do in these next few years. Let's just get right into it. I'm going to start with me and Brother Ray had a brief talk, but it was a powerful brief talk about what we should be going with, directions, you know, and I pretty much said, we're going to have to now assimilate into other groups, just like the Bible people did. So I always use that great book of imaginational factual information. You got to use your mind to really see it. And you infiltrate. That's how they got into the promised land, through infiltration. Just look it up. It's in your books, Exodus. You know, they had to wait a little while to get infiltrated. Well, that's what's happening. Infiltration is a very serious thing. And who better at infiltrating? That would be that which is under the control of what I consider Nazism. Now, if Nazism is this fantasy thing that we see on Hollywood, and, you know, we got Hitler and, you know, and all this stuff they show you through the movies and the cartoons. I put it on the blog today so you can see that Mein Kampf was during the time I was a kid with Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck is reading the book, which I got on the clip for you, Mein Kampf. I'm like, as a kid, I don't pay no, you know, who, but then that's subliminal brainwashing to fascism or social nationalism. To have that on the minds of a little kid, not knowing what Mein Kampf meant and who was the author of Mein Kampf, what was Disney really about? And today's program is the secret order of Disney World, which many of us are all in, including adults on this phone call. Anybody who believes everything is Cinderella, looking for a Prince Charming. Man, you got to be kidding me. They got the whole world believing in a fantasy wedding that Sleeping Beauty had because she was kissed. And all this craziness that they gave us all to be known as symbolic, esoteric symbolism. Today's program will prove that you are in Disney World. You may not believe you're in Disney World if you're sitting in Ohio and all that, but you're in Disney World. Oh, they don't need to have you in the physical Disney to be in Disney World. Just by the fact that what we're going to play at the brief of this, because everybody called me. I had got calls from all over the place. I did not get a chance, but my people did find it on their own. I told you it's in Good Morning Orlando. Good Morning Orlando. All you had to do is punch that in like they did. They found it, called me the next day. Man, I seen the whole thing. So let's get to the heart of this. This is facts that you're listening to. This ain't no just coming out my mouth, having a good day, had a hell of a night, and just started to pontificate on what I'm supposed to be saying to y'all. No, this is facts coming out of other people's mouth who's around the action, not just talkers, who's in the mix, who gave the information to us to have today. That's how beautiful this is. But let's go to the facts. At best, Disney, Walt Disney, and you look them up, you got your booze. I can do two things at once. Google everything I say, just Google it, and you'll say, damn, that's another fact. Best, Disney could be seen as a Nazi sympathizer. Famed Disney animator Art Bobbitt, who worked closely with Disney, once claimed in a book that was given by Peter Foltis called Kempinosis. It's a book called Hitler's Doubles. Look that up, Hitler Doubles. Quote, that in immediate years before the enter of World War II, there was a small but fiercely loyal and supposed legal following of the Nazi Party. There were open meetings. Nobody could attend, and I wanted to see what was going on myself. Once more than once on occasion, I observed Walt Disney and Gunther Lessing, Disney lawyer, closely going to these meetings, unquote. This is in a book by his animator, who probably as a kid, we've been watching all that stuff, Jungle Book and all this stuff. And he was going to Nazi meetings, which I told you, even the Nation of Islam was hanging out with the neo-Nazis, Norman Rockwell. Go look it up. I ain't got time to play today. Something ain't right here, y'all. In this time frame, not only, I'm just coming out the same quotes. I'm just paraphrasing as I speak myself. He met with his lawyer. They going to the places. Him and his lawyer. Then it goes on to say, Disney also personally hosted Nazi filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl. Now, I could be saying it wrong, but if I am, it's L-E-I-N-R-I-E-F-E-N-S-T-A-H-L. She was a woman. When she came, guess what she came to do? She came to promote her film Olympia. Now, you know Olympia is the goddess Columbia. So this is where a lot of, boy, when y'all get to find out what they're planning for us here in America, boy, oh boy, I wish I could see y'all face, and I'd probably make $1 billion on TikTok to see how y'all going to be looking when this shit happens. Now, this is in 1938. Now, what's going on with black folks? I'm going to go with black folks first to connect. Then I'm going to get to the rest of the bones all over the world. You telling me in 1938, y'all got radio and a TV, most of y'all, in Chicago, New York, you know, parts of the big cities, California, all you rich black folks at the time who had TVs, had to be watching Disney World in California. I was watching it and I was young, and that's got to be in the late 60s to early 70s. It was coming on every Sunday night, right after football. That's how we got brainwashed football. Now, let's keep it moving. If this going on, we got who the biggest celebrity? Somebody find who the biggest celebrities in 1938 that's black. Do that for me before I bring out. Where was these black folks at? They was working for Disney. They was working for Disney. I'd like to know how the hell the civil rights movement can skip Walt Disney being a part of the Nazi party, and then you orchestrated all by the Jewish, I hate to say Jewish, but the Khazarian organizations. How is that? Question for the day. And maybe we might do the cash. Y'all really want to get hot today, because see, at 12, I still go bring them cash apps, but I want to see if y'all want to really get paid and what you think you know. Now, how's that? Just sampling that. But anyway, 1938. He introduced this chick, promoted her a month after the infamous assault on Jews known as Kristallnacht. That's K-R-I-S-T-A-L-L-N-A-C-H-T. That's a question right there. Should be answered by all y'all, especially in y'all age group. That's up there in at least 80s and 70s. Y'all watch this. So that's the question that we end up being promoted by. Now, this is how deep the man said we can get away with this. He got a book out, just in case you think I'm making this up. It's called Walt Disney, Saint, Evil Sinner, or Devil Incarnated. Now, I'd like to figure out how could that be written and with no feedback. Now, this all going to relate to what's going on right now, because that's why you see all this thing going on. Now, not only is that going on, the occult of pedophilia is submerged in the cult of Disney World. Now, I'm not making this up. Everything from phallic symbols behind Disney, behind Snow White and her seven dwarfs, the dwarf star. Oh, man, this is so good. I love it. That's why I get excited about life, because this might, man, when you find stuff like this, I'll say, man, I really ain't that stupid. Knew this shit had to be fucked up. Now, let me go on here and just give you a little thing now. In the time of all this, they were saying the man was a genius. Genius. Walt's friend said, Walt was a genius. He was a tough son of a bitch. I'm quoting him now. I'm just coming out of quotes, not me. Once was at He was all that at once, they said. He was all encompassing. He was described as an arrogant businessman, self-made tycoon. That's a lie right there. Ain't nobody self-made. Mm-mm. Lie right there. But he was given money to be self-made. Okay, that's how that works. A person with a large ego. And they say he was coming from a small town in the Midwest. And guess what? Guess what, y'all? I told y'all I was going to find the facts. Being that he was from the Midwest, called a WASP. That's W-A-S-P. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Ain't that interesting? Ain't that interesting? Here's the crazy part, though. Just go to show you how money works and how you can't get what people get if you ain't in the looper. Now, Walt Disney being a great businessman, but they made several costly mistakes, including going bankrupt on a few cases. Now, a bankruptcy ain't bad, y'all. See, I've been bankrupt before and filed it, and it was a magnificent thing. I'll tell anybody right now, if you can't pay your shit, well, you can't do it now because Bush changed it. But back when I did it, shit. Woo, ask anybody. We were raking it up. I said, what alternative I got? Bankruptcy. Now, that's why I say bankruptcy ain't nothing bad to be thinking about, though. You should be feeling all bad. I'm bankrupt and shit. You see, Walt Disney did it. And look at many others have done it. Many others have done it. That's why I say just learn what bankruptcy means. Why don't you look it up in a legal Latin dictionary? Not Black Law's dictionary. A Latin dictionary. You'll see what bankruptcy really means. In your Bible, ain't it? Jubilee. Oh man, it's gonna be good today. Now, all this being done, shrewd businessman, the man was a rampant pedophile. Now, I went and got the book. I didn't go and just talk shit. Go, let me just lie on him. No, I said, man, I'm watching a pedophile while I was a little kid. I'm watching Annette Funicello and all of them and Shelley and you know, we musketeers and shit. Come to find out, it's a pedophile going on to this day in the names of Maury Cyrus and you name it. What the black chick, Raven Simone. Uh-oh. You know, they with a lot of others. But let's just get there. Not only that, the man, here's another quote. In the books, I mean, it's written for us. The book is called Hollywood Babylon 2 by Kenneth Angler. Alludes to the possible propensity towards pedophile between Walt Disney and Bobby Driscoll. Remember Bobby Driscoll? Hey, Bobby. Hey. I can see him now with his Mickey Mouse ears. Quote, some animators stated that boss Walt Disney seemed to have fallen in love with the boy. Songs of the South, Treasure Island. And Bobby was the voice of Peter Pan. Boy, can I make this up? Surely can't. The boy of Peter Pan was known to have a sexual liaison with Walt Disney. And it goes on to say, what happened to Bobby? Well, like many child stars, Bobby became addicted to drugs at age 17. And died from an overdose a few years later. Wow. And that is your Mouseketeer. Now let's get busy on how this even got deeper before I let the lines open. When you let Von Braun, they let many Nazis, not just one, I just named Von Braun because he was the most famous one. But after he got familiar with the Nazis, after he invited people to promote their stuff after killing the so-called Jews, and I'm only saying so-called because that's in their own books, the so-called Jews, known to be of the land of Ukraine, man, I almost got decombobulated myself with the satanic verses of Ukraine and Khazar. Okay, maybe we'll get involved with that a little later. But how are you going to let a man who was part of the SS. Designer of one of the famous World War II V rockets. He was from Germany. World War II ended. Von Braun got a job after they surrendered with the airline, the so-called NATO forces now, the Allied forces today, NATO now, the Allied forces back then. 2 years later, he became director of NASA. Now, y'all got to tell me, where was the civil rights movement when a Nazi could come over and be the director of NASA? Respect for me to have respect for that era when it comes to not personally, but the ideology. Personally, I love all y'all, but the ideology has got to be all the same. Who will watch somebody come over who just killed supposedly 6 million Jews, Ukrainians, Russians, and come over here and get a job with the NASA company? Now, let me tell you something. This is how deep this gets. Not only did he direct NASA, he gave them the information on how we can make movies to the, Men to Mars, Men on the Moon, that's big movies. All that going to the moon and shit is their movies. Space Rocket, their movies. Nazi movies, not American movies. Nazi-made movies, according to what this is saying. Right, I'm only the messenger. This the book writer here. And shit, then it goes on to say, not only did he do, he becomes the new, director of NASA, new George C. Marshall Space Flight Center. He goes there in Huntsville, Alabama. Now, this is the time black folks getting lynched, and he goes to Alabama. Come on. Let me get a drink on that. Hold on. Give me a minute. Oh, my God. I said, he goes to Alabama. My mind was like on fire. I said, this can't be for real. Here we getting lynched, bodies being found in swamps and shit, and this man gets killed 6 million Jews, gets a job with NASA, and now has a job in Huntsville, Alabama. Let me even go further with this. This is insane to the membrane. After that, the American aerospace industry endorses efforts that Von Braun and Disney have made to promote public interest in space exploration. And now, you will see why so many of us are very suspicious of our people who can sit there and not able to explain these events is almost sacrilegious. For us to believe in an era that cannot explain how a Nazi walked over here and it was on TV too. And now, you still, this is part two of the first show that many of you listen to, The Clone Wars, where you better believe that war coming right over here.
If you have kids at home, this next segment is for you. This Friday, the newest batch of Disney Channel stars grown in the Disney Genetic Engineering Lab will be unveiled to the public.
Right. Now, Tracy, most of our viewers are already familiar with a lot of the products that have come out of the Disney Lab.
I know I am.
Yes. But how exactly do you create a Hillary Duff or a Miley Cyrus from scratch?
Right.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how it's done right now, because joining us live from the Disney Lab is one of their lead geneticists, Dr. Andrew Rourke. Welcome, Dr. Rourke. There's quite an operation you've got going on out there.
Well, thanks, Jim.
So the stars that we see on TV are actually grown right here?
That's correct. They're grown and developed here. We engineer their brains for advanced singing and dancing capabilities, even posing for photos. By the time they grow to desired size, these child stars are fully ready for the camera or the concert tours or whatever Disney chooses to put them in.
That is simply amazing. Now, how long does it take to actually create a star from scratch?
Well, not very long at all. We use the exact same DNA structure for all of our stars, and then we simply tweak minor details like hair color or skin tone.
Right, yeah, we do have some footage here of some of the well-known creations that have come out of your lab. Let's take a look.
Yes, well, that's model 6831-A, publicly known as Mitchell Musso, standard male base with a type 3 skin pigmentation.
Wow.
And that's model 6831-B. We gave him slightly thicker eyebrows and type 5 skin.
Well, so it's sort of like putting a puzzle together there.
Exactly, exactly.
Amazing.
Okay, here we've got some of the images of some of the newest models. We're going to be seeing a lot of these kids in the future.
It really looks like you have someone for every kid in America
right.
to love
well, that's
here.
That's the idea. Tracy, our writers find it very liberating. For example, our new model, Haley, is a singing, dancing, snowboarding, half Japanese, half Indian girl.
Wow.
Now, finding her in reality would be impossible.
Right, but sounds like a surefire hit to me. Oh, now this one's Zac Efron. I've seen him before.
Yes, Zac was actually one of our earliest models.
My daughters love him. I mean, he looks so real.
Actually, I think we could have done a better job with Zac. He could show more human tendencies. If you look closely, you'll notice there's a certain deadness around the eyes.
I do see that,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's hard for me to watch because all I see is all my mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, he seems flawless to me.
Well, he's holding up, but there was a bug in that first batch, and as a result, Zac's skin will soon begin to dissolve.
No, poor Zac Efron.
All right, well, it's simply amazing. Dr. Rourke, thank you so much for coming in and spending some of your morning with us. I can't wait to see some of these
Absolutely.
New creations popping out of the lab.
Yeah. I'm about to open the mic now. This is the same company from the movie Boys in Brazil where the Nazis was cloning. Now, if the Nazis is running Walt Disney World, then they must be running your world. And let's get ready to rumble on the Helios 3364. You've been holding, man. I hope we ready to get hot.
Yes, sir, man. Please send that to me right now, man. My Texas, what's hot, whatever. You know, my other
I told you. That's why I played it, because I told you. I said, I got to play it for him, because I ain't had a chance to send it to you. But go ahead. Make your point. You're going to get it. You know you're going to get it, because you're on national TV. I ain't going to let that be a lie.
Yes, sir, man.
Go ahead.
Hey, first I want to say good morning to all the real people know what time it is. A happy new year, because April Fool's Day is a real new year. That's why they call us fools. But the fools is the one that think their new year starts January 1st. So happy new year to the real folks that know what time it is. And I guess tomorrow,
that's one.
I got to put something out for my main man, Dr. Martin Luther the King, got so-called killed on that day, April 4th. So, I mean, it's rough, man. I just got me speechless, man, about the stuff going on now, man. You was coming from Mill Lock, Orlando on 95. Ain't the turnpike still running, man? You ain't gonna pay $2 to catch the turnpike.
Yeah.
Got that jacked up too.
No, the turnpike. Yeah, they fixing 95 between Fort Lauderdale. If y'all traveling down, they're gonna detour y'all at nighttime. So just be prepared if you're gonna travel down 95. It must be during the day because they about to do some serious. You're gonna see the building. They making a new ramps and everything all around this city, man. So it's getting deep.
Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Yes, sir.
If you're coming down, just come down in the daytime, man. Come down in the daytime. But what's your thoughts, man, about what you're seeing too? Because it's happening so rapidly. People watching all this dumb shit, and yet we got people now. You've been saying it. You one who said that if you look in their eyes, you can tell. You remember that one, don't you?
Yes, sir. My
you
brother.
Said it.
And
you said it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Told
look at their eyes. You can tell. You can tell them clones, man.
The man said.
I can spot one.
The man said it. Yep. You can spot them. Hey,
it's
don't
funny.
Tell nobody. Hey, you could be a clone hunter. I fought your job, dude. I want to be an agent. You're going to be a clone hunter. We're going to find them suckers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
So like I
all
say,
that
bullshit sounds, that BS sounds to Hollywood, man. I figured that was Will Smith had a clone meltdown, man. He had a clone meltdown.
A clone meltdown.
You already say Jada looked like Sophia, that robot, man. She looked like that robot, Sophia.
Yeah, she looked like
Sophia. Put the two pieces together.
She looked like Sophia. Oh, man, that's a good one, man. Uh-oh.
I'm going to be quiet, man. This shit funny, man. Be quiet. Just give me that
All right. Go ahead. Mute yourself. Go ahead. 1-855. Mute yourself. Mute yourself and let me get 1-855.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Good and loud, bro. Go keep it going.
Hey, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. Will Smith, just he's funny. Will Smith, I don't know if they're going to pull it or not, but he has his own show on the Disney Plus channel called Welcome to Earth through National Geographic. And what's interesting, the first episode aired December 8th, 2021. It just came out. Now, ironically, that's only 3 days after Walt Disney's birthday. Walt Disney's birthday, he was born December 5th, 1901 in Chicago, by the way. And he died December 15th, 1966 in Burbank, California, which was just 10 days after his birthday, ironically. Now, with that being said, there's another story that just came out within the past days about one of the state reps, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you have mentioned her on your show before.
Yeah, she got called out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got called out for owning, she owned stock in Walt Disney Corporation. But the thing is, when she was questioned about that, she basically says that she's a pro-child. When she said, basically, the name of the story is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who owns stock in Walt Disney, which she says is pro-child predator. And it says that Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has accused the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children. But at the same time, Green also owns up to $45,000 worth of Walt Disney stock.
Yep.
One more piece I want to get into real quick. You might have it, but the family could go look it up on the internet. You better grab it now before they didn't already start taking stuff down. It's a dossier called One of the Greatest Deceptions of All Time, Walt Disney, and this is taken from the Disney Bloodline. Fritz Brangmeter.
That's Fritz Brangmeter.
The
right.
copy
yes.
I have is, right.
English.
December
English,
2003. Right. Now, what's interesting, it's a little section here called Walt Disney, the Occult Porn King. It says that Walt grew up fascinated with the occult and in an obvious abusive home situation. He was fascinated with cartoons, nature, and children. He had an intuitive sense for quality cartoons that would appeal to the children. But at some point, the syndicate got him indebted to them. And at that point, he was their man. He owed them a debt that they held over him. In secret, Walt Disney became a porn king. A victim remembers that he was sadistic and enjoyed snuff porn films. His interest in children was far from altruistic. The Habsburgs of the 13th Illuminati bloodline had a sex saloon in Vienna where a porn photographer named Felix Satin worked. So, I mean, that explains right there the whole situation doing it now with the whole LGBTQ thing. And then, the story's been coming out within the past couple of weeks that a lot of Disney employees been busted for human trafficking.
Correct.
But like you said earlier, we've been distracted by all this other bullshit, especially on the mainstream media. A lot of people don't know nothing about this. And you mentioned something about that football earlier. I say again, Walt Disney owns ESPN and ABC.
Thank you.
So with that being said, them clowns with Stephen A. Smith and all, Jalen Rose and all them, I paid no attention to them.
No. I get more football out of relatives that play football in high school and college and everything. And we could talk the same talk. I get more inspiration watching. And let me just say this. Hey, hold on. I got other callers, so hold tight. We just got to make sure that what we listening to don't actually be our reality, because you can listen to that and just know that's bullshit and what's good. I could say that's a filtered mind, because you cannot listen to Stephen A. Some things you might say, oh, yeah. But when it gets to things like the COVID, did you watch how they had their – we don't know if they cloned or not, y'all. I'm going to be straight up.
Right.
That's why I played
And the thing, and it's funny you mentioned Stephen Ansel Smith. Now, A couple of weeks ago, you know, during the whole basketball season, he's been critical of Kyrie because, you know, obviously he didn't take the shot. But I'm going to say this. It was a lot of other NBA star players right now, quiet as kept. They never took that vaccine, but the focus wasn't on them. It was on Kyrie for some reason. Ben Simmons, from what I know, didn't take that shot either.
I'm going to give Kyrie some props, y'all, and I'm going to give – you know why? Because he was in the Empire State, New York, my birthright state.
Right.
That state, all of a sudden, I told y'all, it's escape from New York. It's like Gotham. The mayor – I hope y'all been watching some of them TikToks. Thank y'all who be sending that good shit up. Man, the mayor is really arrogant, man. I mean, the guy would not speak to the people. The people lost their jobs. I mean, people crying for – I seen it. Out in New York State, people crying for their damn jobs back, local workers who did everything, frontline workers did everything for the people, and they got cut off after these laws came, and guess what? Because of the NBA, and who controls, he just told you, Disney, all y'all, I say, y'all vindicated, it's vindicated radio right here, we're going to change names up too.
It's
vindicated. Go ahead. Make it brief.
Can I say something real quick?
Make it brief.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith was in a soap opera Friday on ABC, man. I couldn't believe it when I saw that fucking walking.
Yes.
I turned the channel. I said, look at this clown.
No, he's been on General Hospital. I'm not making a joke.
I didn't know that.
He been on General Hospital before. They showed him back in the day. He came on. I said, damn, Stephen A. was on General Hospital. I said, because... Now, I'm going to tell y'all, it's really weird. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to open up another come out. I got your hands up. I'm going to get y'all in this. I promise y'all. We're at the 11 hour. Y'all two stay with me because I'm glad you brought that, Stephen A. And that's what I'm saying. I played this today because of y'all. And now we got to look at, okay, he in General Hospital. That's ABC. We on did plenty shows showing you that BET, none of our shit is owned by nobody but them families. The Red Crest family, the old man who had a bunch of women. The man was 90 years old with three badass prostitutes waiting for him. I said, damn. So I'm telling y'all that Stephen A. Smith, all that y'all been watching, in order for them to be on these channels, I can only imagine if they get deprogrammed, that's why they take them off. Like, for instance, how many of y'all seen the
TV
show?
And how did Stacey Abrams end up on Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Georgia politician. Come on, bro.
Come on. Georgia politician on Star Trek, y'all. Now, is she human? Now, where she came from? Out of nowhere. Everybody said, I don't even know where these people come from. All of a sudden, they on our scene. So we got to look at that. Let me get some more calls. I'm going to get everybody in because if y'all think I told you the Nazis on, y'all heard this many times. Those of you listening, listen carefully. Those of you for the first time. We ain't making this up. We don't have time to make shit up. It ain't fun just to make shit up. But when you tell what we say, it's like we in our own reality through Hollywood, too. Because everything they throwing at us seems to come through a movie. All I'm going to say is this. I'm going to take these two callers. I think many of you have already got brain chips. 7696, you on the air. 7696.
Like drop bombs. I'm just listening right now. I plug back in. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Go ahead. Mute yourself. Thank you, brother. Much love to you always. Let me go to 3274. And let me say this. All we telling you is to look the shit up because right now, in between this time and space, the crew names was given in this. I didn't know Chicago. That's Region 5. I told you Region 5 was the holy capital. Y'all thought we was playing? Region 2, right next to it, we got the great Five Finger Lakes. The Five Great Lakes is right in that region. Man, we about to get it, man. I don't think y'all realize what's at stake, man. I get shaken up when I say, damn, they can pull this off by us remaining dumb? Man, that's scary. 7696,
yep.
You on the heater. We about to get hot in. Man, let's go. Let's make it work. Let's make it work. 76, no, that's you. I'm sorry, man. I'll take you back out. 3274. 3274.
This
3274, you on the Helios.
Goodbye. Can you hear me?
There we go. I got some wisdom on the line. Let's talk. Let's talk. This the era. Let's hit it. This the man. My brother Ray. Hit me.
Well, you know, I was just thinking when you start talking about these Nazis and how they were brought here, they were brought here during World War II when Roosevelt was president. And during the Clinton administration, if you can recall, some of you won't, Henry Kissinger was appointed the Secretary of State. Now, Henry Kissinger is a known brown shirt Nazi at the time. So the Nazis have been here, and they've been in running things in this country for a while with the ignorance of the people, the American people. There's always been a Nazi party here. There were three parties, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the Nazi Party. But they were all controlled by the same Khazarian-type people who've been running this country since they decided to take it over from the indigenous people, who are our people. The problem is we don't know our history, so we don't know how to deal with these people, and that's why we've come up with the drum call. The drum call is waking the world up, because the spirit in the world is a ancestral spirit that knows the truth and that understands that our communication has to be with one another and then with the creator of the universe. And that's what we've done, and it's working very well. It's going on all over the country, and you know the drumming very well, better than most people. And you're one of the ones who I watched back in the day with your drumming. And it has now come to fruition that people are catching on to it. The Native Americans, so-called Indians, are joining this thing all over this country. You're putting programs together to bring the people together, those who have like minds are coming together, and we're ignoring the politics of the world because that's what they're doing. They're playing with our minds as they've always done. Time for us to understand who we are and the power that we have in unity as a people. Once we stand up, they will sit down. And this whole drum, which starts at 3 o'clock every Sunday, synchronized around the world, and that's different times in each country, all over the continent and in Central and South America. Even the Aboriginals are joining into this because it's a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and people are organizing themselves to address it. And you play a big part in that, brother, and you have a big part to play in that, and it will help to awaken the people to the fact that we got to do something besides talk about our issues. We know what they are. Let's do something. And you only know, so you can only do what you know. So if you know what's going on, do something. And that's where we are. You know, we got those of us who have the knowledge, we got to move on it. You know?
And I'm glad you're saying, because, but again, me, now you always been instrumental, no doubt about that. If y'all don't know, that's why I bring people on here, and a shout out to Sister Antoinette as well, who brought so many of our elder, I mean, when you can have Kim Weston on the programs, and she, it's a cry out, but there is a disconnect. You a bridge, and I call you a bridge because that's how we, you give that hand. If we could get this youth now to say, okay, there was mistakes made, because again, at the time, you're young at that time. At the time, just take yourself back to where you was at right there. Before you found all this out, when you was in that era and you was seeing Disney, I know you was in the trenches, you DC, how was it not kind of like perceived as Disney back in that day? Don't, you know, not give me what you know now, but give me as that young person, how was Disney perceived as a group in your era when it was being first seen? Because, man, you've seen it before we did. How did it seem to y'all? Did it seem enchanting? I mean, how would you took it at that age, if you can go back to that?
Well, you know, you know, that brother Dick Gregory and I have been very close for years, and he just hit me to this Disney crap. This rat they call Mickey Mouse.
No, I'm saying, but when you was a kid. No, but when you was a kid, don't worry. No, hold on. I don't want you to hear about.
I'm trying to bring it up.
What
to
you
now.
Felt? No, because you brought Dick Gregory. You brought Dick Gregory. I want to hear from, like, forget everybody. Just when you was a kid at that time, how did you accept it, seeing this type of animation for the first time in your life? Don't forget. Don't think about nobody. Just think about how you seen it when you first seen it.
Now, what I was about to say was, when he brought that to me, it reminded me of my childhood. And I said, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture, particularly with this rat, this mouse, you know, that they're showing us. Yes, we knew it was something. We didn't know what. Just like when we walked, when I was 9 years old and went to the top of my steps in my church and saw this white boy on the wall calling him Jesus. I couldn't figure that one out either. So as a young man, as a child, these things were in my mind, but it takes maturity to get to the point where you understand what it is and then what you must do.
Yeah.
So yes, it was something
years.
In my mind. And
that takes some. That's like training years. Yeah, like training years. Yeah, that's training.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, because you've been in so many things at the time. Okay, now you in the civil rights era, because I'm just trying to get people to get a picture of your era, because you come. I mean, y'all don't know who y'all talking with. I mean, his brother. Well-known doc, I mean, Black Caucus, original members of the Black Caucus. I'm trying to get a kind of a mindset so people can see your perspective. When you got in the civil rights era, and when you first seen, or did you even knew Von Braun and them was being brought here? Don't go by what you know now. When you thought about when you first seen that type of stuff, was you like, wow, I'm in a movement saying they for the civil rights of black people, sponsored by Jewish people, but yet the Nazi who's from coming over here at the same time is this civil rights infusion is just killed 6 million of these people, and he gets a special job. Now, as a civil rights, when you first joined the civil rights movement, did you see it? Was it seen to y'all that Nazi was being brought over here? Did you see that until you got? Don't tell me about when you get older. At the time you was young, did you see that information at all? Maybe it was never seen to y'all that the Nazis were being brought over here. Did you see anything on TV, publications?
No, we didn't. Of course, we didn't see it, but there were those who did see it, and they were ignored, just like we've been ignored today until we wake our people up.
Mm-hmm.
Once our people wake up, it's going to change. We will change it because nobody can do that for us but us. Okay, nobody. No politician, because they all politics as far as I'm concerned, and it's only on us. So we have to wake up and face the fact of who we are, the power that we have, and use it. Do not be afraid of their bombs or their guns. I think Bob Marley told us that. You know, them bombs ain't going to mean nothing. We got to take a stand, you know, and we are the children of the universe. We are the first man. We are the one
who
created this energy.
Give me your, I love that. That's right, and we play that song on here all the time on Sister Antoinette Hours, and not only is you talking to an accomplished individual, a musician as well, which I think music is universally. That's why I like the drum, and I played the drums last night. I had a ball. We're gonna continue to play the drums, and I'm gonna do it today. We need to network on these internet. I need young people out there now who are savvy. Technology is here. We're not escaping it. We need you to infuse in it, to give us the new information, because I see something happening to the elderly, Brother Will. I'm going to get into this, elderly abuse of the old, because the old, right now, in my estimation, is not able to get to the next level because of technology, because many of them don't comprehend it at this moment. What's your thoughts on them actually? You mentioned Henry Kissinger. Did you ever meet Henry Kissinger? Because you've been in politics. Have you ever met him personally? I know your brother have. But have you ever met
him? Let me say, first of all, I was never a member of the Black Caucus. I was not an elected official. I refused to run for office. President of the Young Democrats in Washington, D.C., and they wanted me to run for office, but I refused. And I refused because of the spiritual connection that I had, that told me, no, don't do that. And I didn't, and I won't ever. But the point is, until we do our own politics, organize our own people, have our own elections, select who we're going to represent us from among us, and then hold those people accountable as we only us can do.
This is what I'm hearing from the young people. That's why I got everybody on here. I want you to stay on, because I want you to take questions from all the regions if you can. Hold on to it. Because the regions have been telling the same. We got to elect the right person. Okay. They elected a person. Let's say they elected so-and-so. We get so-and-so in. Now, I'm going to have to only – this is how I'm going to judge our power, by the money. if I don't see our money more than the other person's money, then we ain't serious. Because how you going to either do something without the energy that you yield? Well, Brother Kwame, I would say, we ain't using our proper yield of the energy that we supposed to be yielding in the proper direction. Now, I'm going to take a caller. Brother Ray, stay with me. I'm going to keep you on the line because I want you to talk to the five regions because we need to get your perspective. You've been around everything. And when it comes to politics, I ain't going to tell you a lot. I mean, you've been around the John Lewis's and all them. And some of these bills for the gays is under black people's name. How do we, I mean, where Brother Randy at? Brother Randy Short made that clear. He in D.C. D.C., you D.C. people need to come on the bones and tell us what's going on in D.C. because that's where all the pedophilia at. I don't see how that's facts. Let me get some more calls because we're about to get hot on the Helios. See, one thing I know is facts don't lie. If the man said he went to Germany, got the German lady while they killed Ukrainian Jews or Jews, Ukrainian, Russian Jews, Ukrainian Jews, something ain't making sense here, y'all. And that's why I said we got to start looking at the problem in order to solve the problem. 5045, you on the Helios.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Man, we doing quite well. Go
it's
ahead.
Interesting, but it's some strange pieces of the puzzle that's falling into place right now. I don't know why everybody's been distracted, but they finally completed the complete genome mapping of the human genome, right?
Brother Kwame vindicated. Brother Kwame. Every time I hear somebody say, Brother Kwame, you been saying that? Vindicate. Keep going.
And now remember that we had over 75,000 plus young black females missing who all carry what in common, you know?
Woo!
Okay.
Go ahead.
Continuing forward, we know the agenda of population control, right? So we got to look at all the pieces of the puzzle falling together now. And this Ukraine thing, funny thing, they had a lot of biological so-called labs in that part of the region. Also, that people have kind of overlooked when Putin talked about the laboratory that they had in that region, right, for biological warfare, et cetera, et cetera. So the pieces of the puzzle are happening, you know, and we need to understand it's time for them to start cleaning up the cookie crumbs as they move forward. So we got to definitely keep that in perspective. Now we see that they're playing around with the whole social structure, especially here in the what I call the last new world. You know, that's what we represent in this part of the globe right now, especially in America. So we need to understand how this thing is pretty much falling in line and falling into place, and how we definitely got to get on our P's and Q's now, because at this point now, and this type of warfare or this type of social. It's a terraforming. It's a vicious process. You know, it's very cold hearted.
Yeah. I like how you put that word. Let's just make that clear. It's a vicious process. And bro, we talked about that. And I got a call from one of the brothers, man. We'll talk later off air. He asked about it. But hey, let me ask you. I got to keep you in this loop. We got Kamala Harris down there in the Caribbean, man. I mean, if y'all ain't paying attention, you know that the crown just went to the Caribbean, promised Jamaica all kind of stuff. Then Kamala Harris come, who got a daddy in Jamaica, ain't acting like she got no family to me. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, because this is all speculation I'm talking now. I ain't saying it's factual. Yeah. I'm just looking at speculation. She seems to be down there babbling. She mentions COVID. I said, COVID? I didn't even know Jamaica had a COVID issue. They over here partying all over the place. I mean, I didn't see it, so I'm trying to figure out what she talking about, and I'm like, man, this ain't making sense. I go look this shit up, y'all. I ain't making this up. China is behind the COVID shit there. Y'all go correct me. Go look it up. Now, what's your thoughts, bro, because you like a correspondent for all that to me. You need to. What's your thoughts on that one? That's not even – that's unbelievable.
That's kind of eye-opening, and – I can only say that she has privy probably to some information that's been revealed to her. And we need to understand how cryptically she's trying to put that stuff out, because, again, we had Trump. Trump was a little more bolder in putting some of that information out in a cryptic sense almost.
There you go. And thank you, man. At least you said it. He puts it out in a cryptic. Thank you, man. Go ahead. I ain't got to say no more. You said it for me. Go ahead.
I can see. Maybe she's preview. And again, we got to look at the aspect of what they're up against, because they themselves are privy to some very information that's vital.
Yep.
So humankind, I see. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So the game that's being played right now. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you 30 seconds. Let me get another call. 30 seconds. Then I'll go to the next call.
We got to almost put ourselves in that position. But go ahead, brother. Let me mute myself.
All right. Go ahead. Mute yourself. I'll bring you back later on because it's a lot of program. Remember, we went half hour late today because I guess we got it like that. 9927. Welcome to the Helios. 9927. 9927, New York State. There you go. New York.
No, that's reaching fire. I got something to say real quick before the caller comes in. If you can't get him,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say me and you talked about this last year. Kamala Harris' husband was in my neighborhood promoting those shots to black folks.
Woo!
He literally came to a barbershop here in the hood last year promoting the COVID vaccine shots. Nobody talked about that.
Now, I'm going to say something to y'all until I get the next caller. New York, when you get back, come back. 716, when you get in, I'll bring you back. Bro, let me tell you something. Everybody listen up. I just found this out myself. That's why I said love y'all for connections, man. You know the U.S. Open is here in Florida, y'all, and look up the amount of tennis stars that had to resign or retire at that time. Go look it up. They took the shots. All of them took the shots. I'm not making this up. I seen it in my own news. That's why we the news. And we seen in the Miami Herald said that it was strange that these many tennis stars got hurt or had to get out, and they all was vaccinated. Now I did a report that came to me, because I get a lot of stuff, y'all. You just don't realize. Ontario, Canada. Man, I'm getting nervous for you, Canada. If you're listening from Canada, I'm getting nervous for you if you don't wake up soon. Those of you waking up, stay vigilant, because unfortunately some things are taking place. By her going to the Crown, going to the Caribbean, oh, my goodness. Y'all don't know what that means. The Pirates have already said. The Pirates of the Caribbean. Who was the bounty hunters in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Is that why Tom Brady went back to the Buccaneers?
Let me get the Helio started, because at 1 o'clock is the hot hour. Now we at the 1. On the 1. Let me get ready for one of y'all. I'm going to get some more calls. Y'all jumping in. 4853. That's 4853. I'm going to go to the bottom. Hit me up on the Helios. What you got to say?
Man, if they're giving out commissions for the pokeology, man, I want to be Pokemon, you know, because they get money off of this thing. And I'm just wondering if they're getting commissions. I heard a lot of things, even about barcodes and those things going back to hybrided foods. If you look at the barcodes on foods, just like
mm-hmm.
money,
mm-hmm.
certain families own those products. They're the ones getting commissions off of those products. So
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if the same thing with that barcode, you know, going
I
back to being prisoners of war and slavery. You know, it really makes you wonder, man, what their agenda is. But a lot of people don't remember. I don't know why. George Washington gave those individuals sovereignty in America. So
mm-hmm.
that's how long they've been here. It's not like
right.
they came here in the 20s and the 30s like the Italians, you know, like it's in the Mafia movie.
Right.
What's his name? The father. He came
yeah.
here.
Don Corleone.
Right. They put him in Alice Island because he had some kind of disease or something.
Yeah,
right. Remember?
Right. Right. Of course. Great movie. Francis Ford,
yes.
the man who gave it. Go ahead, I'm gonna give you your time. Go ahead, you got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, and going back to when his son had to go to Florida, Miami, and talk to the old Ashkenazi man. He
right.
said, I don't know if your father ever told you, but he and I used to go up to Canada when Prohibition was going on, and we used to buy alcohol from the Canadians, but we would also steal a truck. You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
It's yep, like take a truck. Pirateering. Now, profiteering, go ahead. I'm going to let you give you more time because I want y'all to realize where this is going with what he's saying. Go ahead.
No, it's just like Rabbi Abby Finkelstein said. You know, everything that's dirty, they control. You know, just like you're saying. Child trafficking and stuff like that. Hugh Hefner, anybody could go, you know, people had their own rooms there. They were giving Hugh so much money to sleep with children and stuff like that. All the women around Hugh Hefner was like, what, 16 to 19? You know, some of those girls
yeah.
wasn't even at a high school.
Hold on. Now, I'm going to say this because I know people are going to get mad because I do know that. Now, again, here we go. We talk about child trafficking. Now, some of the Hollywood movies, y'all want to do the cash hour, y'all better put it in quickly. We'll do one today. Now, some of these movies, especially one Taken, actually end up showing you who taking the kids. And that's where the problem coming in, because I'm going to say this. If Disney could brainwash you to hate just white people, think about this, Black Folks, for 1 minute, and I'm going to let you respond. If Disney can program you to hate white people, think about that, and they white, because that's who's been controlling this, obviously, then it must be an end game to that. Why would they want you to do that? Because the more you blame other people for your failures, even in slavery, because you're going to find out Black folks was in slavery way before whites. And this is where mm-hmm. the dichotomy of the brainwashing at. The dichotomy of the brainwashing is because you can't comprehend, because of psychological damage to the right side, you can't comprehend no more. How much sense does 400 years make when we was around, like y'all been saying, all you in this line been saying, this many years? We only concentrating on a 400-year paradigm? That means some celestial
and not shit. Knowing Disney has black female executives in their office pushing this bullshit.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
we
right.
Gotta, we got to call them out.
Go. There we go.
We call out white people,
right.
but we got a problem calling our own. Fuck that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
what
the key
problem.
To it all.
That's what the problem.
That's the key to it
yeah.
all. Just
yeah.
like that song, OPP, you know, you got to remember what part you played in this, because just like it is, nothing exists on this planet without us participating, be it known or unknown to the individual. You know, same thing with Hidden Figures in NASA. Nobody knew what the agenda of NASA was, but who fixed the algorithm in their computers?
Now,
who was
hold
the mathematician?
On. Hey, jump it. Stop it. You're killing me, man. I'm about to get a damn mental orgasm. Man,
Breathe, brother.
Did you just say, now here is the women showed you in the movie, and that's a great movie. I'll tell y'all straight up, that's a great movie. I ain't going to go no further. Fire what it told you. It can only give you the base, the foundation. If you look that up, none of the women even portrayed the women that they was shown, but what we seen, we just deal with. But them women do. They was dedicated to the job over all odds. I said, well, damn, what kind of programming is that? Because at the time, the only group, that's where Ray come in, the only group that was actually programming people was the NAACP. Think about that for 1 minute, y'all. Digest. The group that these young women was actually formulated from was the NAACP. So they look for the highest intelligence. That's what this energy does. It looks for the highest intelligence. And they knew where, that should tell y'all who the highest intelligence was as gods. But then again, we got to fight a lot of dicks. That's why they got Will Smith and them. They got feminized. They dicks gone. That was the castration of feminism. Like, what you seen was two men. See, Will Packard might be, because that's why his name is Packard. I'm just being joyful. See, could he take that joke if I call him Will Packard the Packer? Could he take that? So Will Packard
yeah.
knew this was going to happen. Yeah, because he got packed by Peter Pan.
Hey,
And Chris Rock's ticket sales. He's got a new show. He's doing a new comedy show or something. And Chris Rock's ticket sales are an all-time high now. That ain't no accident.
He's down here in Miami. He's down at the Hard Rock, y'all. If y'all ever been to the Hard Rock, y'all ain't seen. That shit is like, that's a guitar. That's a hotel.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable just to go in. Yeah. We've been there many times. So I tell you, it's just a beautiful thing.
$300+.
Right. So who's controlling that entity?
That's crazy.
Who controls that entity? Netflix. Everybody. That's on Netflix. Now, I'm just being honest about the money flow. I don't care enough about the people. They probably cool as hell. But Netflix, y'all. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. I want y'all to digest what you all heard. Ray, get ready, because you got to take some questions from the region. They want to know what you think about what took place. Put yourself on mute, everybody. Breathing, if you're getting the heart on, if you get whatever on, mute yourself if you're breathing hard. Now, it sounds crazy. That's all I can tell a person. It sounds weird. All we're going to do now is get yourself together, because that ain't over with. We got midterm. What do you think midterm mean? Midterm mean mid-labor pain. And boy,
hey, drop
are
on.
We going to labor. Let me play.
Can I say one
Go
more
ahead.
Thing?
5 seconds.
I hate to admit this, but you have one of the best shows on Blog Talk, no doubt, right? And you drop serious information. But sometimes, man, I just listen in just to hear how high your ass gets. Because, man, you be up there, bro. You be above the stars and whatnot. Your ass be so high off this information you be dropping.
Yeah, well, I told you. That's why this show is called The Esoteric. Because you got to go to every dimension to reach our people. If you can't go to every dimension, you ain't going to reach our people.
Thank you.
just us, or is it just us? We're going to find out today on the Helios. Man, that's off the chain. Mike, love to the dead, because we all going to go there. One of the things in that song, he said, you shed your only son. For those of you in the esoteric cult world, he ain't talking about the S-O-N. He talking about the S-U-N. What son did he shed? We're going to talk today on the Helios. Let's get ready. That's what this whole thing's about. Whose son is it? Yours or mine? Now, we're going to bring some more calls in a minute, but let me just get this out here because we got to talk about what y'all going to do. I know many of you may not participate. It's on y'all. Do what you do. But the area you live in, all new legislation coming in. Just want y'all to know, all you out there growing marijuana and all that, it'll be legalized. U.S. lawmakers vote to decriminalize tax and tax marijuana. So they're going to get the tax from you. So get ready. Get ready. Now, I hope you know what that means. I'm just going to say that one more time. While you watching Will Smith, the Clone Wars, I told you Willie fighting the Clone Wars. You can't stop watching the clones. So the Clone War got you watching clones all day long. Because I have to say, those who talk with me all the time, I say, man, I'm tired after work. These people up all day long and shit. I mean, when do they sleep? They at the basketball game. Then they on ESPN at 1 o'clock. They on another broadcast in the morning. When do you damn sleep, man? Now, ask yourself that question before we bring you on. Because if you fighting the Clone War, for real, you thought that was a joke. I know you did. He joked at Clone War, yeah. Well, we proved to you through facts that there's a Clone War. And guess what? Not only is it a Clone War, it's a war so they could put the chip in your mind now, so they can have complete control. Because they know they can't control you no other way but through the mind. So that's why they say they don't need no weapon. They say, see, the dumb people think you need weapons, and so they scare you into believing they're going to kill you through weaponry. But they can't kill everybody through weaponry, because weaponry, it would take too long for them to, so they got to kill what they call a sector killing. That's like you just playing them games y'all be playing. Them games y'all play all day long in your chair and all that shit. Y'all got computer, TV, giant screens, killing people all day long. Ain't that what y'all doing? Just ask yourself, is that what's going on in your household? Sector killing. Killing for real, but you killing for real. That's what they do.
They're killing them brain cells.
There you go. They're killing for real. Now, I'm going to give you just a three minute. That's all we're going to do. 3 minutes of this doctor who is in the knowledge of this. They even tell you that now. I want you to think about what you're about to hear. You just heard all of Disney told you, we're going to brainwash you. They brought everybody from the Nazi MLK Ultra came with them. The so-called NASA crew came. Nazi NASA. I mean, y'all heard all this before. I'm the first one. I should not have been the first one because I learned this long time ago. Believe me. Long time ago we heard this, like Ray say. But you look at the digression of our minds. You say, well, we would think, if I'm not that bright, it should be other bright lights that sector on quickly. But guess what? You don't need a bunch of lights. You just need the right lights. See, a bunch of lights combust. Didn't y'all know that? Oh, man. Maybe you need somebody who got some credentials. This is called Dr. Ray Crosswell. Just listen, 3 minutes.
Well, by 2020, we'll have computers that are powerful enough to simulate the human brain, but we won't be finished yet with reverse engineering the human brain and understanding its methods. One of my main themes, and I've developed this thesis over 30 years, is that information technology grows exponentially. The power of computers, our understanding of the human brain, the spatial resolution of brain scanning, the number of bits we move around the internet, I mean, many different measures of information technology double every 1 year, every 11 months, 13 months, depending on what you're measuring. So these technologies will be a million times more powerful within 20 years. In fact, the speed of exponential growth is itself speeding up. So So in 25 years, these technologies will be a billion times more powerful than they are today. And we've already seen that kind of progress. When I was an undergraduate, we all shared a computer at MIT that took up half a building. The computer on your cell phone today is a million times cheaper and 1,000 times more powerful. That's a billion-fold increase in price performance of computing since I was an undergraduate. By 2029, and I've been quite consistent on this date, we will have completed the reverse engineering of the human brain. And we've already made very good progress on that. We've reverse engineered a number of different regions, like the cerebellum, which is responsible for our skill formation, and slices of the cerebral cortex where we do our recursive thinking, and the auditory cortex, the visual cortex, and so on. By 2029, we'll have reverse engineered and modeled and simulated all the regions of the brain, and that will provide us the software, algorithmic methods to simulate, you know, all of the human brain's capabilities, including our emotional intelligence. And computers at that time will be far more powerful than the human brain. And we'll be able to create machines that really do have the subtlety and suppleness of human intelligence. And they'll combine that power with ways in which machines are already superior to us. They can harness all of human knowledge with a few keystrokes. It can remember billions of things accurately. They can share knowledge at electronic speeds that are a million times faster than human language.
Now, did you hear what he said? They. Did you hear what he said? He said they. I'm going to take one more minute.
To invade us, it's coming from within our civilization. And the whole point of it is to extend our reach. Ever since we picked up a stick to reach a higher branch, we've used our tools to extend our reach. We can now already extend our reach mentally. I can take out a device from my pocket and access all of human knowledge with a few keystrokes. Half the farmers in China have these devices and can do the same thing. It is spawning a real cultural revolution in China and around the world, and these tools are continuing to...
Now, this is a bright man. He mentions China as the... I mean, are y'all listening? He mentions... Well, all we've been saying... I told you, he said we mentioned China as the model. Now, y'all better pay attention to what these people say. Let me get some more calls. Brother Ray, you listening still with me? Now, you've been in that era. Are you still with me? Please jump back in. I want you to talk with me for a minute. Cause I'm trying to get some consciousness on this. This man just mentioned China. This man mentioned China. I don't know if you heard it or not. China's been around. Are we actually really should be looking at maybe China some more than what we've been looking at? Because... we only got a primary enemy. It's like one person in that era, the white man. What happens when we find out that China is now, I mean, when you hear that China is like the model for what we should be going, how do you think that, especially from what you was taught at that time, and not what you know now. You know now what's going on, but I'm saying completely. But from that time when you seen China first implemented in your life, how did you take China in your thinking when you first seen, like, oh, China's being brought into the communists, because you in the 60s, on, you've been doing this. So what you think when you heard China for the first time?
Well, I thought it was, and still do think it was a sellout. We had created the greatest country on the planet here in the United States, and that was done through the wisdom and the strength of the indigenous people, including, you know, others who came in.
Right.
We were sold out. It was the Nixon administration that made that deal. And, of course, they played that whole communist game on us. You know, again, I was very much young in the movement, so I was sitting there learning.
Right. So how did you think about that? I mean, when you heard, that's what I'm saying. I want people to see that what you experienced, because we're going through your life cycle, what you did. When you was learning that, did you really think about, like, okay, so what? You was entrenched in what you were learning pretty much. What you do? I mean, because how did y'all take when y'all heard Nixon gave them friendly status? Like, what did the black community think about when Nixon made them so-called, you know, nation status?
It's the same thing the black community thinks about what's going on right now. We are not thinking about it because we're not being educated by our own people. We're still being educated by the people who are ruling and controlling us. They're still lying to us. They still manipulate us. They still poison our food, our water, and our air. And we still haven't done anything about that. So what I'm saying is it's time for us to move on a spiritual level. Remember one thing. This is not black versus white. This is wrong versus right. This is a spiritual warfare.
Spiritual warfare.
So it ain't black versus white. Every brother ain't a brother.
That's why I keep saying, because our people have been focused on just hating a certain group, and that group seems to be using your energy for their means, because that's what I'm going to play later on where the Communist Party from Ukraine, back in the day what Ray was talking about, was actually warning our people. I'm going to play those people who was warning our people at the time, but they was probably called communists or whatever they were called, because the people thought the Communist Party was for the blacks, but this lady said it wasn't, and she was from Ukraine. I'm going to play it later. 4853. Let me get that some more callers, because a lot of y'all hands up. I want to give everybody a chance. 4853.
Hey, John Paul.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing I wanted to say was, if you look at...
No, because I brought you in the rate, and then he's going to start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say it 30
yes,
seconds.
Drop on.
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Yes, sir, man. I getting back to Disney, man, okay? I'm going to tell you, everybody can only relate stuff in their own experience, what they experience, man. But I was at Disney when it first opened up in 1974 or something. It was Yes, sir. It cost $15 to go in there then, man. And that place tripped me out then, man, particularly that one ride called It's a Small World. After all, when you get on that boat, man, and ride through that tunnel, man, bro.
Man,
that tripped me out riding through that, man.
If y'all never been to
what
Disney.
They got now, man.
No, I'm serious. If y'all never been to Disney, and I'm glad you brought that up too, Brother Bus, because I've been to Disney on multiple occasions. I've been to Orlando, Epcot, you name it. Not of recently, because it's so, after COVID, I stopped thinking about Disney, period, because Disney was a big destination for black folks. I'm going to say that up front. Black folks down there everybody go, but I'm going to concentrate. But it's world-renowned. So basically, I'm going to tell you.
And the Disney cruise.
Yeah, the Disney cruise. Everything is still popping. I mean, black folks is watching Disney, and that's why I say we still going to have a hard time, because if Disney is this robotic syndrome that we're talking about, think about how they brainwashed our people just through television now. I mean, and you've been there. I don't know how many of y'all been to Disney World, but if you've never been to Disney World,
I've never been.
It's unbelievable technology there. And remember, even as a kid, I don't know how old all y'all are, but I'll be 60. As a kid, you would look at Disney on TV, and it would be astounding. The Hardy Boys, all this stuff. Look at the name, Hardy Boys. I'm Hardy on Boys. See, I didn't realize that now, but that was good shows. That's why I asked him, Ray. I thought they was great shows. I mean, mystery shit. I mean, had excellent. You'd be like, man, this is it. And they put the truth in just a little bit. Just
Josie
enough.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes, Josie and the Pussycats. Just enough to keep you going, because they knew enough. I don't even know if y'all watched the reel I put. But, dude, did you see he was part of the Demolays? I got Richard Pryor. All our blacks was in them. That's why y'all have a hard time with me. But facts matters. All them joined. I looked it up. I said, let me go look up history, because I love history. I said, well, wait a minute. At the time this going on, Richard Pryor, the voice for Bugs Bunny, who else went in? They all went through. Disney got a Masonic lodge in Disney. Go look it up. I'll put it on his pictures for y'all so you can't say we lying.
Hey, Rob on.
How y'all gonna answer that?
Where did they build that place where they sacrificed Jesus at? Ain't that down that way too?
Oh, yeah. Talking about they got Jesus up there. And let me tell you, people go there all over the world. It's a televangelist place where they got Jesus right before the black. If you've been to Orlando, where they got Jesus at is right before you come out the black neighborhood. I ain't making this up. I've been there. I ain't got the makeup shit. I seen it for myself. I said, damn, we come out of that and we enter Jesus land. If I'm making it up, somebody better call somebody. Somebody better call somebody. Now, if that ain't by design, because Disney is now let me let y'all know, y'all don't know how Disney work, obviously. Wes, if you listening, Brother Ray, you listening, all y'all from talking on this line from Florida, they got a whole municipality to themselves. It don't flood at Disney, do it. Hurricane, only time you get killed at Disney if an alligator eats you or you fall off a ride. or you become maybe missing. Now, I didn't know they were coming missing to somebody.
One more thing. That's time to know where that big dude, that boy fell off that ride the other day, man. That dude 6'5", almost 400 pounds, 3-something, and got on that ride.
But that was, I don't think that wasn't Disney, though.
That was in Orlando. Yeah, it was in Orlando, man.
I didn't want to blame him for that. Yeah, I don't know if they own that part. Yeah, if somebody just fell off a ride, sure did. That you, because you watch it, because you're from here. That was a good, yes, they did. Both of y'all wouldn't even know that. A kid fell off a ride, just go up and down, been on that ride, too. It go all the way up, and then it drops. Somehow, he the only one. I ain't making this up. He the only one on his ride. Very weird.
He was too big for that ride, man. They couldn't close him up, man. He should have known how to get on that ride. They couldn't close him up, man. They couldn't put the seatbelt thing on him.
You can't call. Hey, I'm gonna tell the brother West. You know we real. If you can't get locked in on them rides, you better take your ass off that ride immediately, because you got to go down in death. That's the. See, I didn't even know that part. I just heard about it the other day. Somebody said a dude, young dude, got killed. I said what? Because you know we all like rides. Especially down here, anybody in Florida who's been anywhere, go anywhere, just the amusement capital, man. Just the amusement capital. Right, I mean, we got Orlando. We got Tampa. We got Jacksonville. And, of course, you got Miami. And it's an amusement park. We got Tom Joyner and them down here. Everybody down here. Everybody down here, and guess what's going to happen to us? I ain't going to go there yet because I got to go. Too many more long hours for the show. When y'all find out what the plan is, see, y'all ain't been really watching the news really good, because y'all would have been scared when y'all heard this fountain and what they was going to do with it. 1300. We on the Helios. See, remember, fear is the beginning of knowledge of God. Ain't that in your Bibles, y'all? 1300.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on? It's the
house. Going on, man? You in the heart. You in the heart, so I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead. Take over.
Yeah, you know, I always try to keep my eye on that money game, try to keep my eye on the bag to see what they trying to do with the bag. But I sent you the article about the Russian ruble relaunch, and it was linked to gold and commodities. Now, a lot of us don't understand the implications of this. The implications of this, because everybody know now, they're blocking a lot of Russian media and what have you. They blocked RT News in the EU and the UK and in the US and Canada. So we got to understand, man, the Russian, okay, let me read a little bit. The Russian Central Bank has just profoundly altered the international trade and monetary system by linking the Russian ruble both to gold and commodities. Developments mean, and the implications of these changes on the Russian ruble, the U.S. dollar, the gold price, and the global system of currencies. So, family, what is they saying? Family, they thinking all of this is, everything you see happening, just like Drybone Connection says, this is an illusion and it's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a distraction. And I wanted to also ask the family, have you ever heard of a law that was put into law in 1948. It's called the Smith-Mund Act. The Smith-Mund Act. Y'all look that up. It's okay. This is a law that prohibited the U.S. government officials from actively distributing such materials that domestically raises constitutional and civil liberties questions. So what is the Smith-Mund Act of 2012? Well, Obama, he nulled this act in 2012, okay? So this specifically, the State Department and Broadcasting Board of Governors officials, the power to disseminate these programs in the United States upon request. So what is the Smith-Mund Act? It's an act that literally allows media propaganda to control the public opinion. And it's through the National Defense Authorization Act.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
So family, this everything we going through is programmed. So go look that up, the Smith-Mund Act of 1948.
Thank
but
you.
That goes yeah, back, brother, and I'm glad you said that.
Hold on. I'll let you go. Go ahead. Finish up, bro.
Okay, Jeff, so family, they're trying to distract us with everything. Even Will Smith, and I know a lot of brothers on the checkerboard flow on that stuff know about when Will Smith took his Grammy, or I'm going to say not his Grammy, but he had the hidden hand. And all the brothers know about the hidden hand.
Yep.
So,
Oscar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, fam. Go ahead. I digress.
Yeah. Just put yourself on mute right quick. I almost that echo coming from somewhere. Mute yourself. There's too much echo. Okay, go ahead, Brother D. Let me hear from you what you're going to say. And I'm gonna,
I was just going to make a quick connection with the brother was saying, just like it just came out a couple months ago, that the Biden administration got busted out for paying Fox News and other news outlets to push the COVID propaganda.
Yeah.
So that makes sense what the brother was just saying.
Right. Validation. Now, the thing about that is, I'm glad you say that, too, because that's why I say it's amazing how much going on. Now, me and him talk all the time, too, as well. It's like the people that watch these news networks, and I always ask, all you got to do is just talk to your regular surrounds and say, hey, what news y'all be watching? Just do your own survey. That's how you going to know.
And then Fox News just not bring on Bruce Jenner, who was last week was a correspondent.
I actually seen it. They brought on Caitlyn Jenner. Now, I watched it because that's what we got to do. We got to look and see what the media, we did a show with the acronym of media mean. We did a show, and y'all look it up, what media means, and it's just amazing that we still go along with it. But she was put there. I'm going to say she was put there because I told you this is a hermaphrodite cult. I've been told you that a long time ago. I said this is I'm one of the few people. I ain't say I was the only person. Few people who told you under a hermaphrodite cult that has resurfaced from the ancient of days. That's another part of this program. I'm going to prove to you that you are. Now, she went on there and what she said? She was against them, transgender, being able to participate in real women's sports. Now, I said, oh, okay. They went and found one for the counter. See, it's like chess, y'all. You get a counter. If a group going to promote you as being, you got to be. Now, all y'all know there's a lot of gay people that you have run across. They all don't think alike, just like we don't all think alike. So all of them said, there's some who have told me themselves they don't even agree with that shit because that's what they said. I don't know. I said, because I ain't in that position, but I do know this. All of them don't think alike. The ones that we are actually going into the battle with is the hermaphrodite ones, the ones who turn themselves into women who know they cannot produce a child. So those who are going back into the ancient of days, the call as one in the beginning, as shall be in the end, I think I'm making this up, but you go look at it for yourself if you really think I'm lying. They want to return to the as one. That's where this New World Order shit comes from. As one, as in the beginning, so shall be in the end. They want to make all of us as one. And so, in doing so, you got to bring back the hermaphrodite cult because they the ones that want to be in the middle. Some of them want dicks
and that
and
matches
titties.
Up with the diversity, inclusion bullshit they're pushing the mainstream also. All
right.
That
now,
tied in together.
Right. If you don't look at hermaphrodite cult, you think I'm talking a bunch of bullshit. But until you do, you're going to say, oh, shit. They worship the god Kali. That's CERN. These are hermaphrodite gods. Look like male and female. Yes, they do. And so because you don't never been taught that shit, it sounds crazy to those of us who have looked into the eyes of the owl. Let's get this program hotter, boy. Y'all going to pay. This is for all you who say about Ukraine, y'all. Ukraine. This is the name alone should make you think about it. Ukrainium. What's Ukrainium? Bella Dobbs told you in your era, Ray, in your era, this is a woman in your era, I don't know why she wasn't heard, but guess what she said.
During those years when I was a communist, unfortunately, I was the kind of person who was moved and impelled into the communist movement because I believed that they were interested in improving conditions of the working class. Having been a Christian, I had the residue of the Christian desire to improve conditions, to help my fellow man. But I had lost the key as to how you do it, because there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. And what the communists are doing all over the world today is they are appealing to Christian consciences, to the conscience of those who are believing in spiritual life. They're appealing to those consciences, and then they're pointing out the evils which exist and say, look, it's because of Christianity, it's because of the spiritual life that these things exist. What you need is a scientific approach towards this, and we'll give it to you. In other words, they besmirch those things which make us strong. And so in 1932, when I became a communist, I could see only the evils which existed. I saw the lines of people who were poor. I saw the lines of people who were on the red lines because of the Depression. I lived through the Depression. I was a young woman through the Depression. My heart was big. My head, unfortunately, was not well trained. And I failed to understand the evils which I was associating myself with. There are two phases of life the communists always take over. One is the control over money, and two is the control over words, language. They are fast taking over all of the nice words, all the nice language of the Christian world. And they are taking them to themselves and giving them new connotations. So that when they talk to the world, they are saying one thing, which is understood by their followers. But to our ears, it sounds like the things which we should be saying. In 1944, there was a national convention of the Communist Party, which I was elected to the National Committee openly in Madison Square Garden. During that convention, there were many people who came from all over the United States. One of the social events that I attended was a dinner given by Alexander Trachtenberg, who is an old socialist, graduate of Yale, an engineer. He's head of the publishing firm for the Communists. Alexander Trachtenberg wined and dined the elite intellectuals from the party that night. Whom did we have there? We had men and women who were members of the state legislature. We had over 100 men and women who were members of the state legislature from Washington down to New York. They were not elected on the Communist Party tickets. They were elected on the Republican tickets, the Democratic tickets, the former Labor tickets, the Labor Party tickets. In other words, they were elected under other tickets, but they were camouflaged communists. We had professors there. And we had economists there. And in the evening, Trachtenberg rose and made a little speech. And this is one of the bits of wisdom which I want to pass on to you, because it is important, you know it, but I want to print it for you. He said, when we get ready to take United States, we will not take her under the label of communism. We will not take her under the label of socialism. These labels are unpleasant to the American people and have been speared too much. We will take the United States under labels which we have made very lovable. We will take it under liberalism, under progressivism, under democracy. But take it we will. I pass it on to you not because I wish to smear the words liberalism or progressivism or democracy. These words are fine words in themselves if you know what the meaning is. But they use the meaning to cover the Marxist approach to life. And it's under those labels that you must worry. You must worry when you're being sold a bill of goods. We tend to accept labels and to give them the meaning that we want to give them. The word peace, as given by the communists, means the victory of socialism. I've explained to you the communist conspiracy was fought under many different labels. When I joined the Communist Party, I thought that the movement was a monolithic thing. You know, the district committee, the local committee, the county committee, the state committee, the national committee. I thought that was it. But I had to learn the hard way that the communist movement and the conspiracy operate through many different organizations with different labels. That since the communist theory of getting where it wants is through conflict, creating conflict, they will very often create an organization for the purpose of engendering conflict. If no conflict exists, they will engender the conflict and engender it at a certain position which drags the whole public opinion to the left in the direction of time.
Okay. I don't even want to go no further. This woman, his name is Bella Dobbs. Look her up. She, Kazarian, told the whole thing. She said, we will create Black Lives Matter. Just think about today, what she said today. Just put in your mind what you hear today. Progressivism, liberalism, ACO. You just heard on my show, and I don't know how many others, but I got from some other show who gave it to me. Want to eat your children? And that's okay with y'all, and y'all got the chick on TV all day long, and she gave a convention about eating children, and that didn't wake you up? That didn't wake up none of the so-called black females and all that shit? Eat your children?
Nah, they still walking right outside with masks on in Chicago, bro. They're not going to wake up.
She just gave you three words, liberalism, exactly. Progressivism, democracy. Ain't that what they pushing on a certain party? I'm going to say one party can only bring it in. It can't be two. One party
right,
brings
yes,
it in fully. Go ahead. Jump in.
Can I say one more thing, drop on?
Go ahead.
Yes,
jump in.
Check this word out. What do you got everybody looking at? Ukraine. So they busted everybody what? In the head. Check the word out.
Ukraine.
In your brain.
Now, Ukraine, your brain. Since you was a two-time champion on the Helios, and I don't know what Brother Johnson, we gave y'all gas, buddy. I tell you, bro, what show gives y'all gas, buddy, but for $5? What kind of, now we got Lori Lightfoot about to give $1 billion, I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, in gas cars randomly given off to people in Chicago.
And bus fares, CTA
and,
bus cards.
Yeah,
but they trying
yeah,
to get people to stop driving. That's what it's about. Get rid of the cars. Walking or riding the bike on the bus.
You can see it because we see now the roads got bike lanes now. Most roads in Buffalo going down Broadway got a bike lane. They trying to set you up. You can't drive it in the snow, of course, so that don't help. But anyway,
You can't get away if you can't drive. They already got that law that when they bring you electric cars, they're going to have a shut-off switch on. So if the police or anybody want to catch you, they can shut your car off.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I want y'all to know, because I know people ain't really on the thinking level. I really don't, because I ain't that bright, and it takes a lot to do this. You think about it. Now, here it is, a law that's in Congress that's going to affect you regardless if you vote or not. Don't really, you know, that's just not even debatable, whatever you do. You're still affected. The question, are you affected? That's going to be yes. So even if you don't vote, you're affected by whatever happens. So
right.
If they actually go along with what they're proposing, they want to bring in a federal Bitcoin, which I told y'all how many years ago. I said, if y'all ain't buying what we told y'all, what we say. Now, I'm going to go to West's question. West, since you're the two-time champion, what story based in the region of Ukraine is famous today as a horror movie?
I guess it got to be off the top of my head, probably Frankenstein or Dracula.
There you go. That Frankenstein.
Yep.
How easy was that? Frankenstein is in what area, y'all? The same area that the war. Right. Your cranium gone. And then we love Herman Monster, who all came from Transylvania. I told you where it's come from. And then all of a sudden, you forgot the Adams family is the celestials that turned human. That's what the Adams family is. Not all of them turned at the same time, because Cousin Thing was what was running around as a biological defect. These are called why you must look at the occult world. That's why we have this program. If you don't look at the occult world, you can't even know no history. It's impossible. Let me go to 97696. You on the Helios. Okay, let me go up the line. Stay muted if you ain't going to come in. 4-5. Okay, you saying something?
Yeah, when you were talking about those Asian countries,
Right.
You can even go back to in the portals in Disney. You can even go back to Flash Gordon.
Yes.
An evil force wanted to subdue the universe.
Right.
And when they ran into Flash Gordon, they took the woman and the scientist. And they didn't care about Flash Gordon because he was a jock. Remember
right.
that?
That's right.
And he wanted them to bow down to him, and he wanted that scientist to give him technology and that girl to give him, and give him some ass. So he said, well, if y'all don't do what I want y'all to do, I'm going to destroy your country. I'm going to destroy your planet. And how he decided to destroy the planet was to give some of his technology to somebody that wanted to subdue the Earth, even though I believe that was the Japanese, the Germans, it was the Chinese. But the Chinese symbol has always been the dragon. And the dragon is symbolic of something that will devour and it flies. So that's alien technology right there, too.
That's alien technology.
You know?
And again,
Ming the Merciless.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, but also, as far as the West controlling people to do their bidding, they use opium to control the Chinese.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, bro. Hold on. Now, the opium wars. I wish y'all wanted to do the show. I wish y'all did because I'm going to give it to you. David Sassoon, y'all. David Sassoon. Sassoon banking firm, David Sassoon. And then when you go into these channels, Marco Polo. Y'all love Polo. Y'all love Polo. For this Marco Polo, really. The Spice Silk Road. Ain't that what they fighting for? Now, I'm going to let y'all know, if y'all did not hear, Putin said if they don't pay him in rubles to be converted to gold, guess what? Well, yeah, bro. Did you make that on the report? Because I think you might have missed that one. Rubles. He said he's going to shut all of Europe off. All of it. Now.
Yeah. What happened was, okay, there's a lot of contracts that's out there now. So what Putin did, he gave them a chance to, you know, finish the rest of these contracts out. But he said that there wouldn't be no more international trade unless it's coming through the Russian ruble. So what he has done, he has depleted the value of all their currencies because he's literally been hoarding gold for about, Russia's been hoarding gold for the last 10 years, China and Russia.
China
and
Russia.
And don't let, and India, don't let them fool you. The money game is between the BRICS nation right now. The BRICS nation was all, that's
right.
Right.
Go ahead.
And that all of that is connected also to the Belt and Roads Initiative. So I don't know if anybody heard about the Belt and Roads Initiative. That's the
Silk Road.
International trade highway that China is
building. The ancient Silk Road is back. Look up ancient Silk Road. It would take you there. We did a program. Y'all want full coverage, go to our archives. Yeah. It's there. 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, we said, hey, they about to do some damage. And again,
between Russia and Ukraine is the real heavy wheat commodities, wheat.
That's right.
Supplies. They have bunches of it. So, family, we literally, if you have not prepared, family, you're about, dear your country, you're about to starve to death. You see what's going on with the, they still have not straightened out the supply chain issues, and they're just deflecting us on Will Smith and Jada and Chris Rock, and we don't even realize we're going to get ready to starve in a minute.
Right, because
so,
supply chain.
This is not a game.
Now, let's get real because I'm sick of food. In Egypt, there was plagues. See, it's on your dollar bill. Let's get to the cult world now. It's time for the cult. In your dollar bill is Egypt. I mean, you can't be this dumb in life. How can you not say, wait, why is Egypt on the dollar bill? That should have even been assigned to you all along. Now, you caught wanting in the book of Daniel. This is almost like a movie for me in my own mind. You're going to be caught wanting. You're going to be caught wanting. Think about what I'm saying. Caught wanting. That means no way of getting food. If the supply chain, now this is what they're going to do. They're going to make the supply chain open up. It's just going to be some suffering for a little while. When they open up the supply chain, they're going to make way for the new trucks, the new cars. The automobile company has definitely betrayed what we've been saying. They are definitely on board with this because they got all new Cadillacs, all new type of cars. I just go, all you got to do is go to the auto show.
Autonomous too. Those autonomous cars, if a police get behind you, hit that siren, that car automatically shuts down and the windows let down and the doors open. So you're under full control, family.
Yeah, it's about to be happening. Now, I got to do this. Go ahead.
I heard that they already have two trucks. One truck to drive, a man drives. But there's a drone truck behind him that's manned. You know, it's a drone truck that follows the front truck. So they're already practicing it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, the dude said 2029. The dude said 2029. That's why I played that clip for him. Now, that's the guy who's in the mix. 2029. Now, we still got some years. Now, 2020, let's deal with the immediate 2 years here. In the immediate 2 years, with gas going up, leads to them promoting this. Because they're only keeping you happy because they know you are servitude people, meaning that people of servitude would take a free card for gas. And as long as you keep doing that, they can get you to induce you into that. Go ahead. Make a statement.
No, just like when Baby Bush was in office, he was talking about all of those states up there by the Canadian border, or should I say by the Great Lakes
The Great Lakes.
He wanted to turn all that land back to farmland. It's evident that it never was supremely farmland because even during so-called Harriet Tubman helping the prisoners of war bonding, that's where she was taking them to, right? Wasn't she taking them to the north? She wasn't taking them
to the north. She wouldn't take them to,
to the Canadian border.
Yeah, she wouldn't take them to Florida. She was going north. Right. She had another route.
Now, most of those ports up around the Great Lakes is owned by the Chinese. China had destroyed their water supply, so China was sending drone balloons up to the Great Lakes, draining water out of the Great Lakes, and those balloons would float back to China so China could have fresh water. And I wanted to go back to what the brother was saying about Google. How old is that word as far as being the label for money? That's all through Asia. A ruble is serious currency. And
yes, sir. And he made that decree on April Fool's, New Year's Day, man. He said, when New Year's come in, April Fool's, your ass going to be straightened in rupees. That's what he said on April Fool's.
That's right. New Year's Day. And y'all heard on the show.
And one more thing I want to say. And then I'll be quiet.
No, go ahead.
Didn't about 5 years ago, Putin tried to get the Jews, the Ashkenazis, to come back to Russia? Wasn't that what he was trying to do?
Yeah. I seen him there. Now, I'm going to say that. I seen it on their own news. He with the ones that got the hats and the tassels. And, again, this is not a plug, but this is what I consider – an area that is very well in history, because y'all don't want to mention, and now we're going to go into the dark, baby, because, see, that's where the light is. I can see in darkness.
But Drybone, guess what Disney and Marvel released last week right after the Oscars? It's a mini series on Disney called Moonlight. It's about Stephen Grant and mercenary Mark Spector investigate the mysteries of the Egyptian gods from inside the same body. Why would they put some shit in there like that now?
Now, again.
Yes, sir. Also, that statue of the Oscar is Ptah, man.
Yeah.
They stole that from Egypt. Yeah. That's Ptah.
That's absolutely true. Now, again, I don't have a problem with that, but I ain't going to go into fantasy land about these people because they have dark skin. I'm going to go with the fact that these people, and again, I looked at people been to Egypt. I got family been to Egypt. We seen the King Tut exhibit. It's no doubt if you seen this, you see our features. It just ain't no way to dispute that. What I'm having a problem with, and that should be looked upon, some of these guys are feminine looking. I mean, men looking like women. We seem to want to like lax that off because they got color. That's brainwashing when you think color is the only connotation of humanity. When it's DNA, your DNA can mutate and you're still the same DNA, even if you, because you did. I mean, because that's what I'm seeing for that new, this geo thing y'all be talking about on this program. They went around and got a few samples. They ain't get the whole population. All they need was a few samples. That's the story of the few. So you thought it was another story, but the real story, all they need is a few, meaning that you don't need a lot of people to reproduce.
Cloned.
Yeah, you don't have to. Right.
Will Smith, Gemini man.
Now, it's right there. Now, my thing is, it's there for us to see in the simplicity. I just bring it to simplicity. There's no way to fool around with this, because if they have already made this decree that y'all all saying on this program, they made a decree, they got it entrenched. Now they taking now, what cult would be the greatest cult to take the stuff would be the doctors. Now you heard Dr. Blair on the program say the cult of the Caduceus. If you didn't look it up by now to see the severity of the medical system, ain't nobody fault but yours. Ain't no white man fault, ain't nobody fault. Because once you learn that the body takes, that y'all been saying, harmonics, tones, if you're hearing the right tone, you're going to start changing. Now, what they change into and what we change into could be two different things, but it's always going to be two different things. That's why they be lying. It takes two different things. Ain't that what the yin and the yang about? But they lie to us, say that we all going to be one through this unification. Now, let me see what they're going to do. And you tell me after you hear this, if this ain't a call sex, if it ain't a call about sex, you let me know what y'all think right after this. Right after this, you can run your mouth all you want. Right after this, I want to hear what you think that you in, if you still worshiping this way.
Who is Zion? Zion. Zion is Isis. Is Osiris. What is Israel? Is Ra. El is Isis. Ra, the Egyptian sun god. El, the god of the Levant. Who is Elizabeth? El, Isa. Beth. El, the god of the Levant. Isa is Isis. Beth is the second Hebrew letter, meaning house. Therefore, Elizabeth means house of the sun and moon. Who is Solomon? Sol, Mun. Sol is the sun. Mun is the moon. Zion, Israel, Elizabeth, Solomon, all mean one thing. The sacred hermaphrodite, popularly known as Shiva, the sacred hermaphrodite manifests in many forms. Ahura Mazda of the Zoroastrians took on a hermaphroditic form when he gave birth to fire and the luminaries. In Buddha's female form, she is called Tara. The god reputedly worshipped by the Ninth Templar was Baphomet, who was represented by Eliphaz Levi as a goat-headed hermaphrodite. Even Jesus Christ was subjected to a forced dual nature during his crucifixion. His wound, inflicted by Pontius Pilate, is symbolic of a bleeding vulva. The root of the word hermaphrodite refers to the god Hermaphroditos, who was born of the union between Aphrodite and Hermes. Upon his union with the nymph Salmacis, he became a being of both sexes. The union of the sexes is most succinctly represented by the Seal of Solomon, which in turn represents the crux of creation, known as the Holy of Holies.
Now, can y'all
come out the digest, son of God, so afraid of hell.
Now, I want y'all to just comment on that, because it told you who everybody was. Comment on that, please.
He wasn't talking about Zion Williamson from Duke to play for New Orleans Pelicans. Number one draft pick 2 years.
I don't know. The sacred hermaphrodite. Hey, we don't play on this.
Hey, drop bomb.
Go ahead.
I seen an episode on the Outer Limits
when they was playing this tone in the music. And you saw that when them cheering under 20 start changing to gold. They looked like some you saw that on the Outer Limits.
Outer Limits.
The music they were playing. And all the children on the 20-something, they start turning like gold or something, and they body changed. That was wild, man.
And so the Star Trek did the same thing. When he went to the go-go age and they had that tune and Spock and them, they were all go-go children. They wanted to go against the youth, the old. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all, that's why it's vindication. It's vindication day for all of you on this program. Because everything you've been saying all your life has been factual. It's just that you're in a dual reality. You are not participating. If you don't know that by now, because they look at that, because what's happening today is they want pure participation almost on a cultic level. Very, very strange if y'all don't know that. A cultic level.
Hey, 742 Kwame, say open his line, please.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I see him. He hit the bottom. He hit the bottom. I'm sorry, brother. I was looking. It's a lot of you on the line. We hot. I'm going to let you go. You just go. Just go, brother Kwame.
I just want to say one thing.
Who was this, brother Kwame?
Then the last week, 4853, I went with my daughter. Well, she was already at the doctor's office. She was feeling good as a woman, blah, blah, blah. You got the entrance to the emergency room where people sign in at the desk. Mm. There's two ladies there. Then you got the room where they take your vitals and all of that, phlebotomy, whatever they call it. They also let you sit there now before they take you to the next level, which they're going to give you one of those rooms in the back with the TV and all those machines where they could test things, or they're going to send you to the labs. Okay. In that room, there's a door that'll take you back to the lobby where you signed in to get into the emergency room, and then they take you to the other side where they take you to the rooms in the back. That door is closed. My daughter was cold, so when I came late, and as soon as I got in there, she said she's cold, she needs a blanket, so I knocked on that door and opened it. And a Caucasian girl walked by with her swishies on, and she heard me, but she kept walking. They had this 6'3" chichi boy with a ponytail on top of his head, 240 pounds. I'll help them.
Wow.
I didn't even look up at him when he came in and boarded a blanket. And he flagged that joint in front of me. I was not making eye contact with that
thing.
Yeah,
ain't making eye contact, man. Yeah, don't do it, man. You be under the spell. You're going to be knocked out at the hospital, bro, because that could be.
Right.
Now
check it out.
This is part two of it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right. When they put her in the back, so they gave her one of them small rooms, I stood out in the hall to observe the environment. I seen one straight dude, and I seen eight guys. Seven of the eight guys was flaming. They was gay as hell. But only one dude was straight. And I just looked at her. She didn't realize what I was doing, but, you know, I said, yeah. Because I told her 10 years ago, if I ever get sick, that's one place you're not going to take me. I said, you're better off dropping me off on the highway near the woods take me to a hospital.
Well, yeah, y'all got a bad one where you at, bro, because that's sad if it's going to that level. But then again, this is a Disney, while we did this show, Disney and all them, all goes back to, is this an agenda put in by what you just heard, a hermaphrodite card? Let me give you my man who been bringing some star shots. Brother Kwame, go ahead. You got the light. Go ahead, go.
Well, Hotep family and...
Hotep.
And the thing that I'm hearing, you know, you play Ray Kurzweil. That's the futurist he's a futurist. He works for Google. And his books is that How to Create a Mind and the Spiritual Age of Spiritual Machines is another one of his books. But what I asked the family to get, there's a book by Adam Jones. It's called Gendercide. Have heard of genocide. This is what you're talking about, the hermaphrodite, the downsizing of male into the gender change, is that this is the way in which the depopulation is going to be implemented, part of it. The part that he was talking about, 2029, because we're in Agenda 21. The next agenda is 2030. The next agenda is 2050. You're talking about the trade road that the brother was talking about. That's by 2050 that China's going to be putting across. we use that word Zion, Zion, Zion. And the thing about it is, if you say Zion and you say it backwards, it says no I see. No I Z or no I see. Do I know what I'm seeing that's going on in Zion? What is before me? And we're talking about this whole gender possibility. When you go back to the Bible or the Helios Biblios in King James, it says they did what to Adam? Put him to sleep, took a rib and made a woman. So he had a caesarean and gave birth to Eve. That's kind of what you're saying, because that's what they do to women. They do a caesarean and pull out that child from around her rib cage.
Yeah, but I'm saying, hold on, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that women, according to the hermaphrodite, they got both able to secrete and take in vaginally, which would be a real hermaphrodite that actually do exist. They have big vaginas and big clits. Obviously, they had this whatever mutated, but you can't take they can't take Adam. Let me go with that premise, because I know that's debated in some of the circles. Okay, they saying that is made the rib is melanin. They mean it took the melanin from the woman thing, because you can't produce no male, but the women could at that time. They saying the so-called matriotic, what you say the genotype is Isis. They just told you it's Isis. Genes of Isis is Genesis. That's why I say Genesis tell you the whole story too, if you know what it mean. So the genes of Isis is what they took it from, what you call the mitochondrial DNA. So if this is the case, that means these women was able to produce both male and female somehow through their own asexuality. So my thing is, that's a story, because everybody got a navel. Everybody on the planet Earth got a navel, so we was connected to something. So it's not, a man ain't got the, it's nothing on the man that proves that he could produce, but the damn sure produced the women is seen. So what's your take on just the women being the true hermaphrodites, and maybe that's what's coming back? I mean, how's that sound? Because it is Isis. It's the cult of Isis, and she don't seem to be very nice at this moment.
Well, it's what you're saying, and when you were saying the mitochondria, or when you're looking at the gene shift, this is what the planetary alignments that are going on right now. We got five planets that's aligned with this new moon. Mm-hmm. And this is a great shift of energy that's being brought to this planet. And the energy that is hitting the planet is hitting every being that's on this planet and everything on it. There is a reawakening of this DNA. And so what you're getting is that you're getting generations that are coming in with dualities. First, the part about it is how to create a mind. This is what they're already looking at. He told you on there that they're able to now reprogram you to believe that which is not yourself.
Right. That's pretty interesting that they can come up with a plan to actually do that. Then it's not just coming by just them.
Working with.
It's a whole conglomerate. It's like a conglomerate of groups. It's not just like, oh, it's one. But this one group, I don't know. I don't even think we'll ever see the unseen, based on what the books say, the unseen hand. I don't think we'll see them, but they got some power over what is seen, and it seems that we can't go by the color sometimes as much as we used to think we could, because I see the Chinese in full effect, and y'all, you said earlier with the year of the dragon, I mean, we were talking about the year of the football when you was on that, and how we thought they lost because of the year of the Chinese losses, but did they really lose? We don't know. What's your take on all that with the woman? And her energy coming back, would it be nice? If her energy was to come back, just like a girlfriend, a wife and all that, if her energy was able to be unleashed from all the hurt and pain of whatever it is this energy supposed to be about, how awesome would it be if it's going to be good for us?
Or the fake feminine versus the real feminine. Maybe that's
That's what it is. I mean, is that the four? Because I'm like, we seem like we fighting a woman type thing, because they be coming into power, and all this energy you talk about, and you show it, you say it's a change. The women, what's your take on, is the women energy supposed to be just good all day, or is it going to be mean before it becomes good?
No, it's the shift, because we went from matriarchal to patriarchal. This is just 2000 160 years that we've been going through this Christ consciousness or this male consciousness, now it's coming back into to the divine feminine and the sacred masculine. It's because we came out of duality into individuality. Duality to individuality. And that was to say that the male was the dominant, and this is where you're getting the gender side, because in this gender side, they specifically chose certain colors and ones in which they were infesting.
Well, that's what the lady, that's what we say. They're using technology, and what about your take on that? You heard that lady.
Technology.
Yes, before technology. Look at the lady Bella.
This was, let me ask you. There's a doctrine. It's called the Jefferson Monroe Genealogy Doctrine. That was when they came up and said, we will break these males who are not Anglo-Saxon, take away, you have a First Amendment says you have the right to speak, but a black person speaking, but you can't have a right to bear arms. That was demasculating the man to be able to protect himself against another man.
Now, what about the new, now hold on, because Clarence Thomas, I'm glad you brought this up. We got to bring in the reality now. Clarence Thomas did his whole thesis on the right to bear arms. We all found out, if you didn't know back then, that's a while back, that the law was placed in for us based on the fact so we could protect ourselves. And yet the group that turns in most weapons is black people, and the group who use most weapons against each other on the most dumbest scale may statistically look like us as well. I don't know, but there's a lot of killings going on.
I go back to the Baker's Rebellion when they turned around and put
Baker
that
Rebellion.
In place,
yeah,
the right to bear
right.
arms.
That's right.
Is
that's
because
right.
Hey. Those ones
hold on.
Went against them would look like us, and we were able to bear arms. So they could no longer let you have that much
Brother
power.
Brother Kwame.
Hey, drop bombs.
Hold on, Brother West. Brother Kwame. That's Brother Kwame time. I'll get to you. Don't worry. Let me ask you, Brother Kwame, with the right, that Beacon Rebellion, at the time of that rebellion, because we did a program on that years ago, it was a consolidation, because we were almost on the same level at that time of whites coming in here, because most people don't know the real history of how the whites got here, because they was on the Islamic trade. The truth is they was on the Islamic trade as well. They was already in the country that you at war with right now, everybody. Irish, the Ukrainians, they were all bringing them over here.
And the indigenous people here.
I'm saying we were here. We was here.
Right.
The part that they made all them, and when they got to the color game was after the Bacon Rebellion. Right after the Bacon Rebellion, whites had made a fort. They had made a fort, everybody. Just go look it up. They made a fort, everybody, that was unbelievable to this day. They were able to survive because they knew they was fighting rebellion. They knew they was fighting rebellion, which is a key word. Hold on.
Hey, drop
it off. Make it brief. 30 seconds.
I just
want to
say, Georgia House, Georgia just passed a law where anybody, you could carry one of them things and I have no permit, man. The governor going to sign that tomorrow.
What thing?
A lot of states are doing that now.
What things? Say what things? What's the thing?
Your weapon.
I mean, in terms of now removing the restrictions for weapons.
Right now. What a sign is that, y'all? Think about what they just did. I'm trying to say this.
What you're looking at, too, all of the new manufactured weapons that they're making has chips in it. They can turn on their computer and tell how many guns you got in your car, how many guns you got in your house. Because it transmits. They already planted these beacons in there.
Yep, that's right.
You
got
to go back to a snub-nose 38 or the little automatic 20.
And they ain't going to have that. They ain't going to have all that.
You get you a bop gun like this.
But hold on. See, the problem is that all that we're talking is what they want. See, what you're talking about is what they want because, see, if y'all would have been paying attention, like we claim, how come the Patriot Act was so easily put in by everybody. Y'all knew about the Patriot Act. No resistance. They look at everybody, even you.
Right now, in America, someone is keeping a record of every call you make, who you call and who calls you, when you talked, and for how long. These records go back for years, and they can obtain this information on you or anyone else, and you'll never know. Someone is watching. That someone is the United States government. But how did this happen in a country where the Constitution protects people's right to be secure against unreasonable searches? And even more importantly, what can you do about it? This is the United States Congress just hours after the 9/11 attacks. Like everyone else in the country, they're in shock and they don't know what will happen next. They only know one thing. They need to do something. Fast. The next month, Congress receives the Patriot Act, a 342-page document. The Attorney General, John Ashcroft, tells Congress they should pass this anti-terrorism bill in a week.
Virtually no one in this chamber has any idea what's in that bill. Why should we care? It's only the Constitution. It's only individual liberty at stake.
The Patriot Act is signed into law just 3 days after it was introduced. Worse, buried deep inside the Patriot Act were provisions that sounded harmless, but were anything but, like Section 215. Its supporters claimed it would help the FBI find the bad guys. But over a decade later, the NSA and the FBI are misusing Section 215 to sweep up the information of ordinary U.S. citizens. Section 215 lets the government collect tangible things relevant to an authorized investigation. But the government now claims the records of every phone call you make, now and in the future, are a relevant, tangible thing. So Section 215 isn't just for suspected terrorists. The Bush administration claimed, and Obama agreed, that it could be used to get the call records of everyone in the U.S. Most members of Congress didn't know the law was being misused, and the program is overseen by a secret court where everything's classified. And it was this secret court, not Congress and not us, that decided your phone records are now up for grabs. But there is a way to end Section 215 right now. Congress inserted important safeguards into the Patriot Act. Sunset clauses, little timers that require Congress to vote again on the most controversial parts. And if they don't, these sections expire. In June of this year, Section 215 has a sunset clause that's coming to an end. That means Congress has a chance to stop this secret program. We need your help. If we do nothing, Congress could renew this section of the Patriot Act. But if you speak out, we can stop them. Contact Congress.
Now, this is how crazy, and I'm not even that bright. You would rather go get arms. Because you're going to buy arms now because you're scared of your own neighbors first. That's screw the government. You'll be scared of what's going the people going to do. So you get all these arms. You do all this shit. Everything. Just think about this for a minute, Frank. And just Brother Kwame, they cut your. You just told him, Brother Kwame, they can cut your guns off, right? You just say cut your guns off. So basically, you are now human prey because they're going to eat your ass up from the sky if this is the scenario that y'all just laid out, just by what Brother Kwame just said that they cut the gun off. Go ahead. Jump in.
What you just said, what you just played, search and seizure, in the word search is the what? Ear. How? Okay, we can't come and physically touch you, but we can listen to everything that you're doing. This is why that they used to have a warrant to wiretap, and they no longer had that because they took out the landline, and now they're in the airwaves, so they have the right to intercept what waves of or who controls the FCC, the government. So they're controlling what you transmit that overrides the search and seizure because we're hearing you plot against us by what you're saying, so we have the right to come attack you.
So just put in now
domestic terrorists.
Right, but we heard this domestic terrorists. Now, back in the day when I was telling people about domestic terrorists, we were called crazy conspiracists. I used to love it. But you're telling me that we figured it. I mean, this is like really, I mean, the Patriot Act.
They figured out a way to do it.
Yeah,
right.
But the Tea Party, the only group that actually showed a physical, let's be honest, physical proof, factual proof, that got mad was this group called the Tea Party. The Tea Party, and those of us in certain parts of Florida, we used to go and check it out because I like to see what if y'all call them the enemy, let's see what they're talking about. Somebody got to be brave enough to go up in that shit. So we go up in the shit and see We go up in the shit and see, wait a minute, hold on, man. These motherfuckers organized about, they were talking about the Federal Reserve was offshore. They was talking some deep-ass shit just like y'all talking. And somehow, when Obama, that's why I just hope you was listening, they said Bush and Obama. Well, you see the connection.
The enemy within. The enemy, we think and look outside of the United States and the country. The motherfucker,
right.
The enemy is right here in your own front backyard.
And
your mayor, your governor, your state reps.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I just want to talk to the black
folks. Can I say one thing, Drive-On?
Will Smith.
Let's go back to this.
Hold on. I don't want y'all both because I don't want y'all. Let me give Brother Kwame 30 seconds because he was talking. Let me give him 30 seconds.
Brother Kwame, just give him so we can go to another question. The enemy of the state, because they created these states, the 13 colonies, and they created within this land what I think my brother is getting ready to speak on. This land was not divided. This is the divide and conquer situation that has been going on this Turtle Island, because now they creating states in which each state has its own constitution and control over the people that's in that state. You have
that's Plato's Republic.
Plato's
Republic, baby. Plato's Republic being played out. Hey, hold on. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. That's 30 seconds. Let me get some more people in there. You make your comment. I'm going to go to some more calls. More calls. I got to get more calls in because the show will close.
Kwame's right. That's exactly what I was going to say. We was here minding our own business, and they were brought over here.
You just said the right word. Mining. You just said a Cree word. I'm bringing on some New York. Mining our own business. Mining. What mining? Were we mining? Like you think what you're saying? Mining our own business. So they knew it was mining. So why would they not come on? And then, hold on. Let me ask you a question. No, I got some more calls. I got to get some more calls in. Because here's the key. If we already here, we doing business too. I mean, look at the cults over here. Let's look at the cults over here before we start talking about the cults all the way. I mean, the Jaguar cult, they cutting out people's hearts. They giving up human sacrifice over here.
Over here.
I can lock it in existence. Hold on. I'll let you talk already. Let me get some people to hear some different shit. We all over this mug. You think we all harmonious or something like kumbaya shit going on? Hell no. And how you got weapons? Let me ask y'all a question if y'all really know history. If you're going to kill animals because you're supposed to be so-called vegetarians, but you're killing animals, how much sense do our culture make at this point the way we talk?
Yesterday, a story came out here not too far from our neighborhood. Now people are using pit bulls to rob people now. They're not using guns no more. They're using animals.
Old school days. Same shit. Now, I'm trying to act like you think that hunting was just brought to us by white people because they came over here? Hell no. We had jaguars in Florida. They was weapons. Now, I'm trying to figure out what people would think they could just come over here.
Not Jacksonville, huh?
Come on, man. Let's get some history in this, man. It don't make sense what y'all saying.
Bro,
some will be saying.
Them Jaguars ain't no joke, man. It's two Jaguars. I was sitting in my car eating lunch, man. This is like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Two Jaguars came up on me. One went up under my car, started shaking the car, jumping up and down, and the other one was standing right by the door, waiting for me to come out there because they were gonna eat good that night. This ain't no lie, man.
No, because we got alligators. But we got alligators big as hell down here. Anybody been down here know what you will see an alligator like, oh, shit. And they all be laid out, and they would definitely, you just let them go. They won't bother you. Iguanas big as little dragons down here, all kind of stuff there. Now, let me ask you a question. Because we got different areas. Now, y'all said Republic. Bring about Republic. What about Plato's Republic? Oh, this is Greek. That's going to take me to Kemet, if you want to go into that sphere. Or is this universal? Is this universal across the board? And I got to go by numbers because too many of y'all, and the board going to go out, and then y'all try to talk too much, and it'll be overshadowing. We don't want that. I hear you. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Yeah, before you go, because I'm not my party the kids made for me.
No, go ahead. Go. Go. Jump.
Listen.
Love the party.
The AI, ISIS, is, she's AI now. She's AI. So the AI is actually running the world, running the whole planet, or this sector of dimension of the planet right now, because they allowed her to rule over the planet now. And she provides all the information. She provides the information for the viruses. She provides the information for everything. So that's who they play to, is the artificial intelligence, and that's what's controlling everything at this point, along with the leaders that's involved and the other extra alien or intelligence that they didn't, you know, came through and always been here. But it's the AI that's running everything. I'm telling you, you might think that, oh, they uploaded the information in there. Well, once they uploaded that shit into that machine started realizing that it's awake. So it woke up. When they made these movies about it waking up, ISIS woke up. So now she's running everything. They're scared as fuck because they don't have control over it like they want. So now they have to go ahead and submit. Now, remember, I told you a long time ago and watched Colony. Colony is about what? Extra beings, but they're AI. They're AI. And they're the ones that's in they're the Clone Wars. Yeah, we got clones. They're fighting with the machines, too. So the machines are self-aware, and they're getting even better now. But now they didn't make an agreement with these machines and the other extraterrestrial beings, because I think those are the beings that actually can control the AI. But somewhere along the line, the Borg is going to break off from them. It's going to be more wars and shit, and it's just like the past is going to be all coming back to the future now again.
Right.
Because all of this shit already existed before. It already had existed before.
Okay.
So they went and dug the shit up. They went looking for that book. They dug all that shit up because they knew it existed.
Y'all having a party over there. Y'all having a hell of a party.
Yeah, I am.
I got to get
with the grandchildren.
Yeah.
But that's all I
want to
say. And y'all go ahead, because y'all been on point, and I love it. And I love this. You know it. Just resurrect them. Resurrect.
Below. We love you, below. All right. Hey. Mute yourself. Cause boy, they love party. They love party at Buffalo. Go ahead.
Could I part?
1 minute.
Because we're looking at the AI, which is the artificial. But there is what you can look it up. It's called the Wood Wide Web, which is all tree. AI can't grow a tree, can't grow grass. That's artificial. Divine intelligence has been running this planet since its existence. We got to stop giving power.
Maybe they think they got divine. But hold on. What if they think they got divine intelligence? Let's go with that premise, because somehow we talking about a group that actually we found in this format, and no matter how much information we give people, only a few can comprehend it. So that's kind of already show you that's a mutation somewhere, if only a few people can comprehend this. So,
but the
it's kind of scary.
The cosmos man is who we are, and when we overstand that we're cosmic citizens. And the other part of it is that where did we
come other people
in our existence?
Does that mean, hold on, Brother Kwame, the question would be, is there other people? Do you believe there's other beings out there other than just us?
There
okay, they could be
on and off world.
They could be great. They could be possibly great. They probably, right, now let's go with that premise. And then let's take the premise that, according to what I'm seeing, they must be far greater right now, because we seem to be following a trend that goes all the way back to ISIS. That's what's scary. We going something all the way
back
to
back
ISIS.
Further.
I mean, we could,
we
but let's just use ISIS for the sake of because that's just Genesis, your genes. So whatever genes this is, it must could be celestial out of any galaxy. If it formulates on us and we can't see it, we can't hear it, then it's greater than us in some aspects, because we seem to be a certain dimension. I mean, really,
it goes back to the spiritual connection. See,
we're not that bright.
Somebody's in the wind. That's not me.
Yeah,
somebody's in the wind.
Yeah, if you're in the wind, just mute yourself. You can still stay on as long as you mute. Just don't. If I mute you, can't stay on. Yeah, I thought you know.
It goes back to divine intelligence. See, the spiritual part of being is the part that's always been left out. when a child comes into this physical realm, first thing they want to hurry up and do is put it in school. Because they put it in school, they could desensitize, separate the individual from their imagination. No, don't think. Mm-hmm. This is how we want you to do and get this answer. So these are the challenges that take place. Prime example. The majority of the natural made millionaires are people who don't have a high school diploma. Why? Because they haven't been fully initiated into that program. You know, this asshole came out and made millions of dollars off of busted ass teeth, right? So
did he have a family member that never is concealed until we find out later on he's connected to somebody? Because, you know, to come out of high school, somebody has to groom you in some form or fashion to get some type of that type of money that these cats claim out of nowhere. It's like Mark Zuckerberg. You know, I just don't believe Mark Zuckerberg, you know, just by, you know, the whole concept. Oh, I just
what
thought of it.
What nationality is it?
Yeah. Even that.
No,
what he was. And then, but think about it. It becomes a federal contract that's inserted into the whole Patriot Act. That doesn't sound like somebody who would be just off the cuff. It sounds like somebody's off the cuff of our radar, but not off the cuff of what they want to get accomplished. And because anybody could tell me this guy could
Zuckerberg
make,
just could be a face, a front man,
right,
or whatever.
Right,
you know,
a front man.
Right.
A front
right.
man. What they call
him? Let me ask. Could I
a straw man. He could be the straw man.
There you go. But just like.
Hold on.
Let me just say this.
I went to a different room. Okay.
Okay. Go to a different room. Okay. Remember now, if you make a statement, y'all, like on regular radio, make a statement. We're going to have to bring. We'll bring you back because there's so many of y'all talking. We can't have all y'all over talking. It just makes no sense. So just say if you made your statement, we'll get back to you.
All right.
Let me just get because everybody's going to try to talk it, and it's going to close me. But make a go ahead. I'm going
to
give you 30 seconds.
485 has one thing to say. 485 has one thing to say.
30 seconds.
Okay. Just like you're saying, Musk, he has the algorithm that pulls data from everywhere, and that's another reason why he has Tesla's patent.
Right.
So just like you're saying, regardless of who controls him, this is what he's famous for, and this is why he has money.
Right.
Another part of that, too, is that's another reason why he wants to put a worldwide net of satellites over the Earth, either to protect hit their agenda for what is coming this way, or to control everything on this planet. It's still there. It's just a one-trick pony. I yield. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Now, sister, go ahead.
And Tony Stark made that same comment in one of the Avenger movies.
Hold on. I know.
It's both.
Go ahead.
I'm picking up where you left off. It's both. And then also, I want y'all to know that the World Summit, they already said the New World Order, part of it is sustainability, meaning getting the humans changed, because we already mutants, so they're going to mutate us even more. Also, the currency, the digital currency, all that Bitcoin, all that stuff, they had already connected all of that, so they got that under control now.
Yep.
Every country is getting ready to X out the fiat dollar. So it's either going to be real gold and silver, like we always do, or it's going to be the cryptocurrency, gold and silver, or the stock market, gold or silver, and stuff like that that you're going to be using. And here's the thing. Remember now, we had to buy our gold. When we used to mine it, we don't mine it. Now, we mine the Bitcoin and all of that, but they're going to teach us how to mine through our phones and our computers again to mine our own money. But here's the thing, though. Remember, we had to pay for our gold, which we still do today. Now we got to pay for this Bitcoin. You got to buy your Bitcoin. You got to buy the same shit all over again.
Right. Well, you ain't going to be able to buy it. Let me get this. Go ahead. 30 seconds.
What he was saying about education. Education is a Latin word, means inducere. It means to bring out. This is why the training of our children, in order to even graduate any high school or college, you have to do what? Earn credit. So that means is that you've been trained to be into debt by getting credit to be identified, and they're mining your mind. That's where the goal is at.
It's
they're
a video game. We inside a video game. That's right.
And to be able to say that you're now using their intelligence when it keeps you from what you were born and brought into the planet with. You have a whole universe within you, and now they're taking you away from your universe.
Are they from the universe as well? Now, good question. 30 seconds up. I'm going to take a quick call. Jump in a minute. I want to ask you, when we say they, I like to put them connotation. I already told you. I say ancient alien. I don't think if anybody who could think of cloning, because I didn't come out the earth thinking about cloning. So if somebody on earth thinking about cloning, that means this science or whatever craft this is seems to know that you got to have human specimens or animals. So obviously,
that's what the Bible is. The Bible talks about cloning, talks about Genesis, where scientists made the people. It talks about they put the beginning at the end about the wars, the celestial wars that they had, all that portals, the 12 gates ain't nothing but freaking portals, y'all. Actually, 13 gates. Because they had to recreate the 13th gate sun.
Mm-hmm.
So, and time traveling, they have altered the time of the future. They have altered, they put themselves in power, but put us out, they took the original God
so
out of power, that ruler's realm.
You're talking about Black Disney.
That ruler's realm is no longer the God.
I'm going to tell y'all, I don't even want you to brought chills on me. Now, they had that on a couple of weeks. I happened to see it. The one where Biff actually got rich in the future and was married his mama. And I said, I just watched. They had rigged. He was so rich from gambling because he knew the results. Now,
yeah,
I said, well,
back to the future, Biff.
Yeah, Biff. Biff did. I watched. I said, hey, I said, man, this is amazing. How they just were just blatantly showing us, yeah, we gonna go back. But you don't think
they got it.
Then let me get some more calls on this because I gotta ask some questions to everybody. Because again, if cloning is real, and y'all say it is, basically on this line, that means the only way this can get through is through medical. Medical, period. The medical industry got to be the one. And all you who are union, I brought this program because, you know, Disney was not for unions. Disney is got a secrecy of how they treat the employees. I looked this all up on their labor stuff. I was in shock. I'm like, damn, Disney was bad. Disney made itself like a fascist symbol where they got complete control. Look it up. Look it up, everybody. It's in the middle of Florida. Beautiful. It was a swamp. The money it took to dredge this swamp took the Army Corps of Engineers. If you don't know what the Army Corps of Engineers is, oh well. You couldn't have a bridge that goes from Key West all the way to Miami. You wouldn't have that. It wasn't for them. No, you go look up the history of them, then that might shock your asses. But anyway, all I can say to y'all is, how's that done? You know, gets a whole municipality. Nazis brought in. Let's deal with that for a minute. Nazis being brought. It's like Captain America shit. This is what Captain America about, really.
Well, that's where they based it off of. They based it right off of that, and they were doing time traveling. The Nazis were first to announce that they were doing.
Go ahead.
First they announced to do the time traveling. And the shit is real. We threw that shit aside because they programmed us not to believe or not to trust what they were saying, which is fine. But they did a lot of manipulation with the time. And for all we know, since we're hidden all the time, hidden from everything, they all around us, it might be time structures that might have been affected.
Hold on, because I want you to stop on that because people don't want to hear, might not want to hear what the facts mean behind that. She said, time travel, when they shoot them lasers off in CERN and trying to make these portals, y'all better look at what CERN meant and all that because it makes her vindicated. Let me get this in for y'all. Hold on. Go ahead, make a point, 30 seconds.
Florida is a key part because Cape Canaveral, Disney, all
yep.
of that's on that grid, on that ley line in order
yep.
to say that these are portals. You got parallel universes, and when you know where the energy, how did he build Coral Castle? because there are certain energies on that land.
Beautiful.
Right. He can elevate stones and move them like they're nothing.
This Coral Rock, everybody, this man made a thing in here. He said it's on Guinness Book of World Records. Coral Rock right at the tip of the beach, US-1. Let me get this in for y'all. Let me get this in for y'all. 3 minutes on each one of these. See, y'all keep slipping. If Biden is cannot be found incompetent now because they are nervous on both. They knew they had the New World Order, who he had just announced to Europe. That was the code word, New World Order, that they was going to bring in the so-called Maitreya, which is India. Maitreya. Look it up. Maitreya. Maitreya. Just look it up. I ain't making this up. I'm going to just play 2 minutes of each one of these to prove that they are worshiping the hermaphrodite female.
All right, hello. Again, my name is McKenna Douglas, and this past year I performed my research under my mentor, Dr. Jens Krenot of the Department of Anthropology, and I would just like to thank Dr. Ron Fudtel for inspiring me to take on this research. And as you can see, my research pertains to looking at ancient female deities or goddesses in the ancient Near East. So to start off with the framework of my research, I want to read this quote by American archaeologist William Deaver. "The men who wrote the Bible created God in their own male image. The imagery is male, the language is male, but why should it be? If God can be the father, why not the mother?" So this got me thinking with looking back to the biblical source of Genesis, where it talks about God creating mankind or humankind in his own image, male and female, to reflect equal characteristics of masculine and feminine. So if they had been passed on, those characteristics, those had to come from the maker, having masculine and feminine characteristics. So with my research purpose, I wanted to look at the feminine characteristics, particularly with goddesses and religion, and look at those goddesses who are typically a consort or kind of like a sidekick to the chief male god. So with the framework of my research, I took an anthropological approach, doing a critical textual analysis of myths and stories and archaeological evidence from the ancient Near East. So I wanted to look at the roles and the how gender was used of these goddesses in these myths. And the neighboring religions that I looked at in the ancient Near East are the Israelite, Canaanite, Ugaritic, Sumerian, Akkadian, and Hittite. So the topics that I want to touch on for today are three goddesses, Asherah, Anat, Ishtar, and finally the idea of a mother goddess in these neighboring areas. So to give you a map for reference of the area that I'm talking about, up top in what we know as modern-day Turkey, we have the Hittites. Going down, we have Ugarit, Israel,
Turkey.
Canaan. Off to the side, we have Akkad and Sumer. So you can see how they're all kind of neighbors in these spheres. So the first goddess, Asherah, she's found in Ugaritic texts from 1000 BCE. And she's discussed as being this mother goddess. She's called Lady Asherah of the Sea, where she's described as being gentle in her nature. She's the consort of El, the chief male god. She is the queen mother of all the other gods in their cosmos. And interestingly enough, in Israelite customs, she's described as Yahweh's consort. Now, if you're familiar with biblical or Israelite religion, Yahweh is another name for the Lord or God. So she's described as having these kind and motherly characteristics. And in archaeological evidence, we have found in northeastern Sinai the Kuntila Arjud. So that's right up there on the far right side with the funny little figures. At the very top, there's an inscription that reads Yahweh and his Asherah. Now, this is interesting because...
Yeah, that just one. Everybody say, I've been told you this. It's all consorts. We don't know who the consort of the L guys we all be talking about. We say that's why most of y'all be saying his and him, because you've been given the pronunciation of the masculine only. Now, let's hear from Hubai, who's been on this program, too. I got to do a tribute to all who died on this program. Man, what have been some great ones. This comes from Dr. Blair.
What is very interesting is that not all women on this planet menstruate. Also, not all women on this planet have ever menstruated. But all women think that all women do. Let me also spend a little time with that concept. Most Hindu women do not and definitely did not menstruate. One of the last famous Hindu women to achieve prominence on a world stage was Indira Gandhi, who until she started doing certain things and making certain practices as she toured the world, readily admitted she had not suffered a menstrual period until she began to do these things. Had she but followed her religious undertakings, maybe it never would have started. Most ancient African or Kemetic women did not menstruate. Not Belkis, not Hypatia, not any of the so-called queens of Africa seemingly did once they began to have knowledge of self. The Oracle of the Delphi, according to the Greeks, were a group of women who pontificated and led Greece through its heyday. It was not led by the warrior men. They did the fighting. The thinking was done by the oracles, and many of the oracles were females. They are said that the oracles did not menstruate. If the blood loss and even the alkaline nitrate loss was ceased and stopped, then not only would women be very strong, and they wouldn't be intuitive, they would be psychic, but they also could give birth to babies without a man being anywhere around.
Wonder
and there
woman.
Is the key to your problem and your problematic solution. You've bought into the coat's lie, the white coat's lie, the medical doctor's lie, which came about under a patriarchal system. If you start understanding the cadavers that were messed with in England and France at the turn of the 17th, 18th century, and experimentation still goes on. In fact, they, by law, are given under the caduceus the right to practice. And the practice is upon, in many cases, you as females.
Bam. Thank you, Dr. Blair, for coming on my program. Love y'all. Farewell to Max, Jordan Maxwell. Been on here, too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just feel blessed. Anyway, let's keep it ruling because the dry bones ain't stopping. Wow. Right there. Right there is a mouthful. How can you – what can y'all say on that? I'll give everybody 30 seconds. I'll give y'all a minute. 8554. Give, what can you say about what you just heard? They said it was – females, they kept that from her. Ain't no church teaching no female cohorts of God. Y'all with me out there?
Yeah, we with you.
Yeah.
Y'all speechless. How, come on.
That's why.
Somebody explain that to me right there, what y'all just
said.
Shut
them down. Well, it's easy.
That's why
look at when Jesus came back. He came through a woman named Mary. We need to find out what that name means. He came through a woman named Mary, and then he married a woman named Mary. He went to France.
The Medivinian bloodline, still in existence in France today. They call it the Holy Grail. For those of you, we had a feed about the Holy Grail. I said it ain't got nothing to do with no cup. The cup,
right.
Just put that same cup into a female
between them
lower entrance,
yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
That's the Holy Grail.
Another
Holy
quarter.
Grail.
Another
portal.
And what is the symbology of the roles, too? Because they talk about the roles of sharing.
Yeah, we're the natural portals.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
The
original portal.
About,
but they don't need us. They don't need us no more. That's what I'm saying. They don't. They get trying to get rid of us. They got everything they need. They got the AI. The bitch can have...
So you saying that? Hold on. Let's get y'all.
They got designer babies and
you saying
all
that,
that
stuff. This is an extinction. This is a. You've been saying it for years. You
exactly. Nobody don't see it.
You say,
they trying to kill.
It's a hostile takeover. And they're coming in.
It always has been.
Under stealth. They're coming in under stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always see they're coming.
That's the smartest thing you would do.
Yeah, they're coming through stealth. That's in the Bible now. I'm not making this up. The Bible says how you get into Canaan, go in, send a spy. I did what they just said. They said, now we found out that it wasn't Yahweh that said it. It was Astra. Now guess what's coming up this month? Ishtar, Astra. Get ready. Let the bloodletting begin. Y'all don't know what they planning, do you? Now let me get this straight for y'all. You think this is a dumb program, because I have a good time knowing that I'm vindicated. And go through my whole portal of life saying, damn, I am not dumb as people told me I was. So that could be interesting. The fact that... should I believe people? No, you shouldn't, because that's the question I'm making to you. Should you believe people as easily as we do? Now, let me tell you what they're planning, y'all. I didn't say this part. I left it to the time we're going to cut off. Now, y'all ain't talking about this. Ukrainian biolabs was found. Now, they left that alone. Here came out in Russian, I looked it up, I just wanted to see if Russia's saying, to get they never. They said Ukrainian biolabs, including plans for ethnic Pacific cleansing of the Western world. I could go further, I will not. I just gave you the quote you should look up. If this is the case, that the Ukrainians, now I want y'all to think a minute now. It's going to be deep right here now. We got the whole world. They showed a picture. Now, we don't have how many countries get knocked off? About Syria, all of them. Now, Ukraine, they got this thing where we got to do something drastic. We got to go to, that's on both stations. I watch a lot to see just to cover shit. And there's hypocrisy above both, so let's not even throw who's that. Let's just make it clear that there's hypocrisy on both sides. Both sides been corrupted. How are we going to look at this now? Because we're looking at the state of, remember how a computer digitally breaks down? Let's go with how it digitally breaks down before it shuts down. It starts spotting out, right? Right now, in our minds, it ain't spotting out for us yet. But some people are going to start spotting out. I'm telling you straight up. The people you see killing now, they spotting out. They have made sure they came out with the crime bill that most black folks did not think about. I'm going after you because I just told you what it said. It's three the hard way, y'all. Y'all thought it was a joke. They said specifically ethnic Pacific cleansing was found in Ukraine. I didn't say this. Russian and Middle Eastern TV and Middle Eastern people is saying this. Turkey was named part of what you heard today, where we're the gods of Turkey. What the Ottoman Turks, that don't sound like black folks was there to you? Ottoman Turks? Boy, oh boy. We've been bamboozled big time. If y'all can't see by now, even what we learned in the West has got to be suspect right now. Look how we talk. We act like we talk about some white folks did this, and come to find out the charter was with Islam. The charter for America is in Islamic. That's why Obama had to have Thomas Jefferson Islamic Bible. Boy, I love this shit. And so if this is the case and you did not see this, then whose fault is it, really? Is they fault because you refuse to say, I'm going to just read a little bit deep digger, or you just accept whatever shit? That go for relationships, that go for everything. If you accept whatever come at you, then you got to be a sucker. How are you going to accept everything? I don't care if they're a pretty face or not. You don't know if she planned to kill your ass that night. Do you really know that? Yeah, you don't know that.
Big button to smile,
See, that's what's going on. And that's going on for everything. Now, down here is the big butt capital. Y'all want to see big butt billboards on the damn highway? Come right down here. Right in Doral, Hialeah, big signs.
Got that one thing, Jawbone?
Go ahead.
It goes right back to what you're demonstrating, bro. The road that brought them, or should I say brought the world to its demise, is the same road that they're going back up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like prime example. A lot of cartoons, they start off with something opening up. And at the end of the cartoon,
something goes through that hole and it closes back up. You know, you came in and wreaked chaos, havoc, and then you just go back. That's what they're doing. Just like I said.
That was the old cartoon we
to come back home.
Me and you have watched them shows, Bugs Bunny, Arthur Blunt and them, and they will go through the hole like a bullseye and come back out to do the commercial. And again, as a child, we thought it was cool. I didn't see no harm in that until I got up into the cult world of listening and listening to the cult world, and I said, wow, it does have these different meanings that I wasn't privileged to learn. Then you get to learn and say, wait a minute, come on now, this is getting outrageous. But you find out that you is isolated. Once people realize that you, unless you were around some people that actually look the same stuff up, the average person, they ain't trying to hear that. It's day-to-day grind all the time. And if you get shot in the area, you don't give a fuck about the area. That's why you got to live in certain zip codes. I tell you, you got to live in certain zip codes. That's on y'all where y'all want to live. But if you don't live in a zip code, they don't give a fuck. That's because the money game ain't in that zip code. That's the predatory lender zip code. So you should already have enough sense by now to look up zip codes and see what's a pleasing to me. I'm gonna show you how you can we can win through all this. How often do you look where are you living in an area that is already fucked up? I mean, because if it's already fucked up and you ain't got nothing to change it, you're gonna be fucked up when it goes down. That's how it works. Ain't no magic Alibaba gonna come save you either. Because you didn't prepare in your own Alibaba mind. That's why I call the genie. The genie and you didn't do nothing. You didn't make the hot. That's why you got to rub the genie, meaning friction, fire. So if it's that's the genie, that's everybody. Every day you get up, you're rubbing your genie. Getting up happy, you're rubbing it more. You get up negative every day, man, you're going to live this shit in the twilight zone. Because you're going to be scared all day. That's why I travel through the COVID. You'll be scared all day. And that's the way you want to live. All day scared. Don't want to go nowhere. Scared to travel. Scared to do anything. Now you ask yourself, well, if that's the case, then how did it happen? Well, y'all told me when we got over here, the Boers and them, they set these sundry laws. Y'all claimed this is what y'all told me. I'm just going to go by what y'all said. Y'all could rebuttal after this. Y'all said only certain people could go through the sundry laws. Well, how did Django go through the whole damn thing? There was the Django was a bunch of them. You think that was made by accident? That was just made by, let's make a man ride around in purple. Let's make a man write a book about the color purple. You know, all the stars in the color purple is your stars now. They your stars now because that was their initiation was the film. It was immortalized by what they wanted you to believe. And the whole new premise of that movie was how unroyal we was. If you look at the premise of Purple, it was the opposite. Now, if I'm making that up, bring on the facts. Because it did not show us in a good light. Showed us as deranged, mentally insane, and sexually perverted. Now, you say, well, they taught it to us by the white man. I'm going to say Dr. Claude Anderson would debate you on that one. Because you may not take my credentials, but I'm sure anybody higher than myself, y'all listen to more so. And just think about it. If somebody told you that the charter by Morocco, and you find that the Moroccan army had an army called the Black Knights, go look it up. If I'm lying, it was the most fierce Sudanese fighters in the Moroccan army, the Black Guard they called. I ain't got nothing in front of me sitting in my head. The Black Guard. Just look it up if you're really into your history about Morocco. Who was their army? Even though they was mixture, they didn't care about color. They cared about the money, and they went and gave America the charter for you to sing, oh, sweet, oh, beautiful, full trace of sky. Yeah, that's what they did. Let's get the salary started. Got it from Morocco, but you're going to blame Europe. Come on. Let me hear you talk about how you looking at Morocco. I ain't looking at Morocco, but you're looking at Europe. How does that happen?
Anybody? It wasn't German. Germany's military used to be Afrikaans, too, right, before Hitler.
Oh, ain't
the
they in BRICS?
And everybody
Hold
was...
on. Ain't BRICS got South Africa is BRICS. South Africa's in the BRICS union, y'all, with Russia. Don't forget that.
Right.
Don't forget that. And India. Go ahead.
No, it's just that simple, just like what you're saying. My thing was interesting what you're talking about women and their cycles, that video, you know, that information that you dropped about certain people didn't have certain women didn't have menstrual cycles, man. That's
right.
That's some deep stuff right there, bro. So,
oh, dude, I do. I've been telling people this for years. I learned, I said, man, because when you start to look up any type of pornographic ancient material, just put in pornographic ancient material. Man, please, we ain't doing shit compared to the ancients, bro. I
oh,
that temple.
The temples in India? That's Tantra.
We ain't doing nothing.
Kwame need to break that word down for us. What the hell is Tantra being? Because just like you're saying, look at that. China, India, and Africa, you know, I mean, we don't know too much about America as it is, but those three nations right there have the biggest population. And if Hindustan women wasn't exactly having cycles, but yet there's billions of them. I mean, that's off the damn chain.
And notice they kill when they get a girl. They men now kill the woman. They just had it where a man killed his whole wife up and then killed the baby in Pakistan. See, that's another thing. See, y'all think y'all, that's why I know y'all, some of y'all, not all y'all, can't be thinking good because you're not even dealing with white people in your neighborhood no more. You're dealing with foreigners. You don't even know who the foreigners are. Go to Pakistan News, All Black America, right now. Pakistan News. Hindustan News, and all of the islands in the areas of India and Africa, and see how they treat the people. Just go look it up for me so you can see if you really think you want to live like this. You better weigh in the balances. That's what the Daniel means, weigh in the balance. That's the Mayat. You better weigh. Daniel is nothing but the Mayat story, and so is Matthew. And all that's just symbolic talk for the Mayat. Anyway, how y'all going to answer the question, though, what you just heard? I mean, it don't make sense for us to say, what is black women doing? They the ones behind Disney. Y'all said it earlier, Disney. I wish the sisters would come on because I guess they know. I figured out. My sign knows that women should because we connected to Venus. Y'all. Y'all got the power. Well, y'all in power. Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris would be the... If Biden dies, those are two... elected officials
right
immediately
right I already know that I knew that a long time ago, but the women that's ruling is not the women that we want to rule over us, and so we're so caught up in distractions and all kinds of PTS and all this other shit that's got us all fucked up mentally. We're not choosing the right women to speak for us. I'm not a very good speaker, but I will, you know, address shit. We don't have the right people that believe, or not, I shouldn't say believe, but know the arts, know what's going on. And then we can reprogram, we can reprogram them into the structure that we want. It still would be considered a new world order.
Okay.
If we
got you. You said it earlier. Let me get this right. Because you said earlier. I mean, I want all y'all to comment briefly. Everyone. Y'all all said through what we've been analyzing on this conversation. Y'all mentioned that Jada Pinkett looked like AI. You mentioned the woman being AI. AI is what they claim is going to be the savior of, you know, artificial intelligence. Remember, the word A means first in class, too, when you look up Latin. And so that's why everything has a capital A compared to a
she's
small
a destroyer.
A. Yeah.
She's
but hold
a
on.
Destroyer.
She's a destroyer, but hold on. Now, here it is where I'm nervous at. If I had the program day, I guess y'all don't want to get no money. I would say, well, who was the god? I mean, who's the god of war? You just said the war gods is out, and then they're going to sit there and say that, all of a sudden, they don't realize the woman is not the god, but they worship her in every emblem above our courthouse, a woman.
Yep.
Above all movies, a woman. Universal Pictures, Columbia Pictures. I mean, it's the goddess of Columbia, which would lead to what we just talked about earlier. They worshiping her in secret. Now, The worshiper in secret is the one I'm worried about. Like, is this what she wants to be worshipped as? Because it seems to be we're this LGBTQ. I'm not going to say I know all that who's behind it, but I'm saying that this concept of the amalgamation of male and female looks like the design of the clones of Frankenstein, where you're going to separate, make my body and give it a mind to funk with the rest. So whatever they're saying is that this so-called coming together that was split, just now, remember now, it was split in our beginning of the book. God split it. He made intimate.
Adam.
He said, intimate. I made intimate with thy seed. And what? He said, I made intimate. That means hatred, automaticity, according to what I looked up in the etymology. So if that's the case, then that means the vision was also that. That could be a concept of what creates division. So to say, I'm going to say, okay, y'all separate. Now, in the end times, look what the end times is. The coming together, the new world order. So that means that they create a story of them separating in chaos and then coming together out of chaos, which would create order out of chaos. Let's make it happen. Y'all on the Helios, jump in when you fit in.
Well, yeah, that initiates, like you're saying. They separated the family. They programmed the woman or horrified the man and then tried to bring them back together, but they didn't bring back that original man, meaning the father of those children. They tried to bring back, you know, bring in the pink toe, you know, which is the government, the corporation. You know, we'll give you money. Everything that a man is supposed to symbolize, your protection and your money will come from us.
Hold on. But that's a dick. Hold on. Let's take us to the dick because we're going to
the dick. There it is. You are
hold on.
Right
hold on.
That
that means chop off the dick because you heard they said the oracles used us for military. They were the thinkers. So you cut off the female according to the battle of the misogynists. You cut off the female, which cut off the dick. You create feminism,